back. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is Unfocused, episode 284.
What's that?
That makes this one the Masquerain episode. Is that how I say it?
Yeah, it is.
Masquerain.
I believe so, yes.
I don't know what the hell this Pokemon is, but you know what
it's
it is?
It's like a moth water
right?
bug.
It's the eyeball Pokemon.
What the fuck?
Right? It's
because right,
of those weird-ass things on its head
on
look
the,
like eyes. But
its wings look like eyes.
Yeah, but not eyeballs, so that's really weird.
No, it kind of does look like eyeballs. They're not actually eyeballs.
I mean, they're not, yeah, that's what I mean.
But they're like, you know those butterflies that hang up on the tree and look like fucking eyes staring at you?
Yeah, that shit does
That's what it's supposed to be. Except that it evolves from a water bug, though, which is even weirder.
What?
Yeah. Remember we had Sunskirt last episode?
Oh, yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you like having your head hurt from random
Pokemon.
Nerd Pokemon stuff, that's the podcast
for
you.
That's how we
like
to start the show off.
Yeah, we're also about video games, comics, anime, movies, all that stuff.
And, of course, how could you do a podcast like this without being on twitch.tv /collision28 or youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast?
Yes, we're available both of those places. And then our main website.
Collision28.com.
Yes, and AJ, what was your unfocused week like?
It was horrible, you know?
Oh,
at least the last couple of days were.
Why?
But no, regardless of that, because it has nothing to do with Unfocus.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I guess this 3D printer kind of does. So I've been trying to print stuff with my 3D printer, right? Like I'm going to have something new every week, I swear. And one of my prints kind of failed. At least I thought it was failing, so I stopped it. I'm like, oh my God, this shit's failing. But actually, it wasn't failing. So I actually stopped it for no reason. But I noticed the spindle of a filament, the spool of it, was getting tangled. And so it would be kind of hard to pull through sometimes. And that's why I thought it was failing, but it was actually fine. It was just tugging on it a little too hard. So I had to constantly like go in and fix it. Like, you know, like undo the tangles a little bit. And then I thought it'd be good one night and it wasn't. Cause when I woke up in the morning, the filament had fallen over, cracked one of my other prints, and the print was definitely failed.
Aww.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck. But eventually I fixed it and I like sat with it and made sure I finished my prints and I finished my first big print, which is 4 or 5 different prints here. This is a little Rubik's cube, but it's actually a tissue box. So this will go over your box of tissues to make it look more stylish.
I was about to ask you, why the fuck did you make an all black Rubik's cube?
Because, well, I don't have different color filament to fill in these squares. So that's why I have a friend of the show. You know, member of Collision 28. I have Anne. She's going to print me some stickers to fill in right here.
Ooh, square pictures? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to put a bunch of different squares in here, you know, to complete it. I actually already have one like this. It's a cardboard one. And with construction paper, I did the exact same thing, except over years, that construction paper has actually faded away. So it looks really dull right now. Like, you can't even tell that it was, like, bright and colorful at some point. So this is going to replace it, and hopefully it won't fade away. But yeah, like all the point of making this too was to see if I can make something that can snap together because all these pieces are snapped together. I have one wall that I just made and just repeat it 4 times and then a top for the hole. So everything just snaps in right here. And it's a very tight fit too. So like, yeah. So I did that. Also, the other night, just randomly walked into a Target, wasn't looking for anything, and I found this.
Is that an arcade?
It's machine? A little arcade machine. It's one
a
of
Ninja
those
Turtle arcade machine.
It's one of those world's smallest, you know, toy type of things. And guess what? It fucking works.
No, you can't play the game.
You can actually play the game,
dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How far can you play it?
I got 3 levels deep.
It goes that far?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much further it goes.
What?
So it has a joystick, and it has 4 buttons. The original TMNT arcade game is supposed to have 2, right? One's for jump and one's for attack. That's all you have. This one has 4, though. So what they did, I don't know why, but one button attacks forward, one attacks backwards, and the other buttons jump forward or jump backwards. Also, the frame rate is fucking weird on that, right? When you start hitting, it hits kind of fast.
Yeah, he strikes quick as fuck.
Yeah, it looks like it speeds up a little bit too, which is fucking really weird. So when you're in a battle with like fucking a ton of foot soldiers all around you, that's just going by so fast and things are just exploding and all of a sudden you're done. It's like fucking weird. But I mean, it's the game though. I got to rock steady in the beginning right there and fucking Shredder came through. It took April, the whole thing, all the cinematics as well on there as well. Are you down to Tullo right now?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it only gives you Donatello or not.
No, I think I just didn't select. I think it gave me a choice. It showed Donatello's picture, and I could have, like, pushed
I wonder
left
if you can change it there.
I think I could have pushed left or right, and I didn't.
Maybe. I don't know, because I know what screen you're talking about, too. So maybe you could change it there. I've never tried that.
You can jump backwards, too. That's a cool addition. That's what the second jump button does.
Yeah, there's two jumps. One jumps forward, one jumps backwards.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And then one attacks forward, one attacks backwards.
Dude,
which is,
that leaves for a lot of fucked up attack combinations, actually. That's pretty cool.
I think it's just a way. I don't think it can accept multiple inputs at once. So you can't push forward and then, like, attack backwards, you know what I mean? Like,
you could, but it's slower.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure what the point of that was. Like, why?
Okay, how do I pause it or turn it off?
It's just a switch on the back, you can turn it off.
This is wild. I can't believe it had that much in it. Like, that could do so much with it. That's pretty fucking cool.
And it's only $20. Which is
I would have bought this for $30. That's pretty cool.
Right? Even when I brought it home, I showed Carla. She's like, how much was it? Like $30, right? I'm like, it was like $20. She's like, what? Let's buy more.
That's pretty cool. Are there other ones already? Did you look them up?
Yeah, there's a Tetris one that I also saw there, too.
Oh, shit.
So Tetris might be a little more simpler to play, right? I'm not sure there's any other that exists, but yeah, it's an actual working system.
I'll tell you what, Tetris will make you madder though when it gets fast.
There isn't, I know, right?
You're gonna be real pissed.
There is no turbo button, because Tai Chi's asking in chat if there's a turbo button. No, there isn't. It just does it. I don't know. I guess it's a small little thing. I'm pretty sure there's some like ROM version in here that they can only fit so much in here. So I don't know. I have no clue why it's like that.
That's fucking sick that someone even did that.
Like, yeah, it's world's smallest toy. So they make a bunch of miniature things. They even have a miniature Ninja Turtle, like, you know, the old toys that came in that, you know, the plastic and everything.
Oh, you showed me on a keychain, right? They have them in keychains.
But they're small.
Yeah. Okay, that's them.
Also,
okay.
You know that big sphere maze I have there. What's it called? Perplex.
Yeah.
That maze ball I have. There's a tiny version I also have too, which is made by the same people and everything. So they do a bunch of shit like that. They'll make miniature versions of classic toys and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
So that's that. So I think it's pretty exciting, which is gonna go with my little what you call it, diorama of Ninja Turtles hanging out playing arcade machines. That's gonna go up there. what else did I do? I accidentally won this thing back.
Accidentally?
Yeah, dude, I wasn't not trying. You know, I haven't been playing so like crazy or studying anything new, right? And then, you know, Wang would just introduce. So I was like, oh, I'm going to deal with some Wangs tonight. That sounds wrong, but...
you would.
So I got the hammer, though. I went Shanghua. I haven't learned anything new. The only thing I did different this week with Shanghua is I did what like her style is meant to do. Which is poke.
you stepped back and stepped away a little more?
Maybe I did that too, yeah. That's but I was good. Definitely poking a lot more.
That's good, yeah. That's her strength. She's
yeah.
So fast.
Because she's good at pokes. That's the thing, is you got to be poking a lot like a bitch. And that's what I was doing. I was poking a lot like a bitch. And then I had played Steven with Shanghua earlier, and I don't think I did well. So I ended up with me and Steven at the very end. And so I switched it up to Talim.
And, oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I see what happened.
I don't know what happened. I just don't know.
I know what happened. And I wasn't even there. But okay.
And you know, so that's how that night went. And then played Sam Show, lost at that. And then I didn't use Talim through the tournament at all. I'm pretty sure I'd stick with Shanghua all the way through and use Talim at the very end. I'm pretty sure that's what I did. Anyways, we played Sam Show. That didn't go so well. Oh, yeah, it didn't go so well for anyone except for Drew.
Oh, wow. Drew's good at Sam Show?
Enough to beat Steven for his stone. Yeah.
Oh, he got the stone? How many does Drew have?
Now he has 3.
Dude, what the fuck?
I know, right?
How could you guys... Why do you guys get it when I'm not there? What's going on?
That's the problem, too. You got to be there more often.
Fuck, man. It's my fault.
And then we played some Smash because Tunde was there again. I remember dude.
He wanted to play, didn't he?
And we played Smash.
Damn, I'm jealous. I wanted to play that.
He's pretty good, dude.
Oh, he's good?
He has a pretty sick Ness. And he said he has a crew of Nesses and Lucases.
Trying to recruit me?
I'm like, oh shit. Like, yeah, no, he's pretty good though. Like I didn't beat him at all. We had 2 matches.
Oh shit. Yeah. Can I keep up with him at least or no?
Yeah, you'd probably be able to keep up with him for sure, yeah.
But win, maybe not.
But he's a pretty wild Ness though. I haven't seen a Ness like play like that quick in a long time. So
you know, I don't think I've seen a good Ness in this game yet.
In this game. That's true.
Yeah, not in this game. That's pretty surprising. Okay.
Yeah, which I want to learn Ness too, just because he's like he looks fun.
He does look fun.
So
yeah.
Like he was just doing some crazy shit. I was like, oh shit! All right, maybe I should try harder with Ness. did that. What else? Something else I did. I have a list here. Where's my list? I was watching this documentary. So this new documentary just came out for Smash. It's a Super Smash Bros. Melee documentary. Speaking of Smash, right?
Are we in it?
As, you know, I thought we were for a second.
I wouldn't doubt that we were.
Because there was footage from Evo 2007 when Evo was first at, or Smash, was Melee was first at Evo. And I thought I saw you in the background, but it was someone else. It wasn't you.
That's funny.
He had a bigger fro than you normally have. So I was like, oh shit, is that T? And I fucking rewinded as like,
I do have a certain circumference I would keep it at. So that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. It was bigger. but it's called Metagame. And the director, the maker of this video, actually streamed it on Twitch. Yeah. But there's no way you can save it and like watch it. Like he didn't save it, so you can't go back and watch it. But what the plan is to go back to put it on Vimeo. So if you want to watch it yourself, it's three episodes. They're like 30 minutes long each, I think, or maybe it was 60 minutes. I only got through the first episode, I believe. I think it's like an hour long, actually. So they're hour long episodes. They're going to put them on Vimeo so you can actually rent it there or buy it there so they can make some money off of it. But the guy's hopes is to get it on Netflix someday.
Damn, that'd
so
be
that's
cool.
Kind of his aim right now. And then they plan to restream it on their Twitch channel at some point later this month. Also, just because I did bring this up. So what the documentary is about, it's called Metagame. And you can see this pentagon right here, right? So this is to symbolize the five gods of Melee.
Oh, the Smash gods?
So it kind of talks about their upbringing.
See, man, I quit right when that became a thing.
Yeah.
That was right when I quit.
Yeah. So the original god, the first one, is Mewtwo King, who we all know because he was definitely around back in the day when Ken was the main. He's a king of Smash, right?
And actually, it's my fault because I could have eliminated him. But
yeah,
you
could have stopped
to.
Mewtwo King, yeah. And Ken, didn't you fight both of them, right?
Wow,
you
have
fought both of them, I think,
wow,
yeah.
That's funny.
I think you played Ken at Evo for Brawl.
That's right, for Brawl I played Ken.
Mewtwo King, I think you played him at that Evo that where I was just talking about.
I didn't have to play. Yeah. I couldn't let him lose. Remember, they were like, it's up to you. You want to let him play? And I was like,
oh, yeah, because he wasn't showing up,
he didn't
right?
He show up. He was way late. And they were like, they're like, we're going to eliminate him. You want to let him play? And I was like, fuck it, I'll let him play. And
I'll wait for him. You don't have to DQ him. And we waited for him and he ended up showing up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you could have got him DQ'd if you were like, want to be a little bit more of a bitch, you know?
It's just not in me, you know? It's not in me.
Which is, you know, unusual for you.
Mango!
Mango's the other god who also, at that same Evo, when he was starting to become big. So we saw Mango like at his beginning. He's from SoCal. He's from, they're talking about from Norwalk. From LA down here.
We saw him with the crew that was more rookie than ours when he first started coming out.
And yeah, for real.
Slowly, they just fucking passed us.
Yeah. Armada's the other god who came up from Sweden.
He's from Sweden?
Yeah, he's the
he's
Peach
a Marth,
player.
Right?
No, he's a Peach player.
Oh.
And then the other one, PPMD, which I don't know too much about. And they kind of explain, like, in the beginning of the video, that he actually took a break for a couple of years from Melee, or maybe like a year or so.
I never heard of him.
But yeah, I don't... I always hear his name, but I've never seen like him actually play like in the top, like, you know, the grand finals or anything like that. But I guess he was big at some point.
Yeah, I say it's funny that they got these epic drawings of them and they just look like regular gamer nerds. Like, that's so funny.
And then Hungrybox, who's the Jigglypuff player, and that's pretty much all he plays. So I haven't gotten to his story yet. Oh, Leffen's in there too. Who's like, he's an upcoming, like...
I don't even know who that is.
I know Leffen, yeah. Because Leffen, he's like, he's always in the top, like, three with the gods.
Oh, shit.
They call him the God Slayer, I suppose. He did one Evo 2018, that's right, for Melee. So he actually did beat a god at one point, yeah. So, it's a pretty cool documentary. Of course, there's some controversy with it right now because some of them, those top players there are kind of complaining that they're like... You know, like they're complaining like, oh, why would you show this old video of me when I was like 15 years old and I'm saying some stupid shit? You know, now people are going to attack me for that. You know,
that's not their fault. You should have been saying stupid shit. Like,
but, you know, when you're 15, you know, you kind of just say whatever. Right.
I guess that's true. They should have cleared it with them. Actually, that would have been smarter. Like, let them watch it, you know, and then ask them if they're cool with it.
Yeah.
That would have been smarter.
But the creator said before this goes on sale on Vimeo that he's going to go ahead and go back and maybe cut some of that stuff off so it doesn't look so bad. But yeah, at least it's not pedophilia, says Tai Chi, which is true. but yeah, it's a cool video. Like, I'm still watching. It's on YouTube. Someone recorded it and put it on YouTube, which is not the correct way to watch it. But I mean, I'm watching it there, so whatever. Right? Maybe once it goes on Vimeo, maybe I'll go watch it there, pay the $3 for it to rent it, and finish watching it. 8-part series, it says. 8-part series? What? I thought that was only 3 episodes. I think there's like a couple episodes per, I don't know. Anyways, check it out if you're interested in the Melee history and knowing about the, you know, the who are these guys, you know, where they come from and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So pretty dope documentary there. I think that's about it for me.
All right. For me, I've been doing a lot of reading, like in especially comics.
Read a book. Read
Uzumaki,
a book.
Uzumaki, which is a horror anime manga. I've been reading that. I'm almost done with this. This one is one of the best things I've been reading. I talked about it last week, the Young Avengers Children's Crusade, where they got to find the Scarlet Witch. And damn, reading this really makes me think about what's about to happen next in the MCU. Like, and I didn't really expect that. But yeah, I'm like reading this, and I'm like, damn, they have all the characters needed to do this story right now if they want to. So I could see them pulling elements out of this for things that are coming up really soon, especially the Hawkeye show, the WandaVision show, and the Doctor Strange movie. Like, they could come right out of this book if they wanted it to.
Maybe it will.
It might. I could see it. Already, this chick right here in the cover, Kate Bishop. That's the one with Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, there you go. Anyway, yes, I've been reading that stuff a lot.
Taichi says, Chris wants to give you the Nova comic next.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I gotta hurry up and finish the Moon Knight so I can borrow that Nova. Okay, I'll do that. I'm gonna finish Moon Knight. I have 2 comics down and 3 to go for Moon Knight, so I'll do that. Other things that I did. I have been watching Raised by Wolves, which is a TV show by Ridley Scott, the guy who makes the Alien movies. And I'm pretty sure this is gonna end up being connected to the Alien movies, but there's no direct connection yet.
Oh, okay, like what Alien movies? I'm like, oh, Alien, okay.
Yeah, the Xenomorphs, yeah. You know, the black
things. I was like, what Alien?
yeah, but this show, Raised by Wolves, is pretty crazy. It's very futuristic. I'm not going to say too much more than that. But yeah, it's been pretty cool, pretty entertaining. The other things I checked out...
Oh.
Splatoon. I've gotten very... I was already getting pretty heavy into Splatoon. I've gotten even deeper into Splatoon on accident. Because, you know, I was tired of, like, I'm tired of killing, like, a gang of people and not winning. So I'm like, you know what? I need to figure out what's the next step. Like, I'm not just going to be getting fucking 38 kills and then losing. Like, every time. Like, it's bullshit,
lose
you know?
Lose a game, yeah.
Yeah. So I started, like, looking into experts. And there's this one player from New Zealand. I think his name is Wamsby or something like that. I'll tell you exactly by the end of the podcast. But yeah, he's won like a bunch of regional championships for Splatoon.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gives really good Splatoon tips. And you know, I started getting into the thing you were telling me more about, man, about how much the percentages change, how much it's worth it to stack abilities. And then he gives like a list of abilities that don't need to be stacked. He's like, these 5 abilities, don't stack them. He's like,
Wadsom.
Wadsom, thank you. Wadsom. WADSM.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he gave like a list of abilities you don't want to stack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the shit you were trying to teach me. And I was like, now, so I made like a little item that has like a mix of one of each of those. And then I have my 2 items that have like straight power up or straight speed up.
Yeah, I was watching the video you sent me too, where you got kind of breaks everything down, but he really breaks shit down.
He
I was like,
talks
oh shit,
it.
I need to freaking, I can't be just watching this on the side right now. I got to focus on this. So dude, I didn't finish watching it.
That's how I got into it. Like, I was listening to it in the background and I was like, wait a minute, what?
And yeah, I'm like, wait, he's getting too deep into some of this shit right
now.
Yeah,
it got complicated and I was like, okay, I can't fathom this while I'm playing right now. Like, let me turn this off. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but he breaks down like
every weapon. Right?
Every ability is every, what he was going through. Yeah.
That's right.
And then just different players who use different type of setups and all that, different gear and all that, different builds.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty interesting video.
Yeah. And I also learned how to make, I didn't do it on purpose, but I accidentally made rotating outfits.
Oh, yeah. I actually have something like that in a way.
That's because you're an S-class player. He's like, he was saying after a while, you start doing it out of necessity. Like, you start to realize you hit a wall. Like, I can't use the same fucking clothes for everything.
Yeah.
And so that's probably why you do that, right?
Yeah. No, I have different weapons that I'll change to sometimes, too, depending on the game. I feel like I'm better with the NZAP than anything else, though. But I like the Splattershot Pro, the fucking big gun. It shoots far. It shoots slow. But it's kind of strong.
It kills quick. Yeah, Splattershot
and it
Pro.
Can kill quick, yeah. And so, like, I'll switch between those two and have different gear for each one because the Splattershot Pro takes so much ink. So I have gear that fucking gives me ink quicker and all that and uses less ink when I shoot. But when I'm using the end zapper, I'm more focused on getting my special out quick and being able to move kind of quickly and stuff. So
yeah,
that's kind of the difference between those different sets that I got.
See, I started switching weapons too, but not between types of weapons. They're all blasters. They do the same shit, but I want different specials in different bomb combinations.
Yeah.
So I have different... fucking combinations for different shit now.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, so now I'm kind of getting into it. I realize I'm fucking winning more and more now slowly. I'm like, okay, I'm learning some shit. Corner checking.
What?
Corner checking,
corner
bro.
Corner checking?
Bro, so easy. Changes the whole fucking game. When you start talking about corner, like...
What's
like, yeah.
Corner checking?
He's like, okay, so if you want to shoot somebody, first thing you do is shoot where your back's going to be and fucking go there and shoot from there. Now your corner's checked. There's no one that's going to fucking run up on you now.
Like, just shoot behind you real quick
to the wall.
There?
Like, to the wall. Uh-huh. Basically, shoot to the nearest
surface. So put your back against the wall.
Yeah, shoot to the nearest surface if you're on offense. Okay. Not defense.
Okay, okay.
If you're on offense, shoot to the nearest wall. Now your back's that wall. You're not going to get fucking snuck up on.
Mm.
And so now when you're waiting, you can move the camera around and see any angle they're going to come at you from. Mm-hmm. So you can't be snuck up on if you corner check. And I was like, oh, that makes a lot of fucking sense.
Yeah.
And I start doing that. I almost never die now.
That's crazy.
So much less. And I'm like, wow. Because there's nothing worse than when you're in the middle of something, you're going for something, and you just, bam, get splatted. And you're like, fuck.
It's a common occurrence for sure.
And this will slow you down. And it's kind of annoying because you're like, damn, I'm not getting shit done as quick.
Yeah.
But I'm not dying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's better because now people jump to me all the time. Mm. I notice, like, I'm the fucking anchor that people jump to every time now. I'm like, oh, okay. I see what's going on here.
That's cool.
And now people are forced to follow my plans. Because, like, they have to jump to where I'm at. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, okay, this shit's starting to, like, to click.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, simple ability, simple skill, corner check. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, cool.
But yeah, it's little shit like that. It's like fighting games. You know, you learn like one little thing, you completely change your game. You may not like doing it, but once you start doing it, you're like, okay, like playing defense, you know?
Yeah. It was spacing like, for me, Tekken.
Or like spacing.
We were playing Tekken, and I went like spacing. That. I was like, oh, okay, this changed my whole fighting
or
game.
Or being able to like hit confirm shit, you know? Like, you know, don't start doing combos, you know, unless you get that first hit.
See,
you know,
I'm
shit
still,
like that.
I still can't do that. I'm still so bad at hit confirming. but yeah, anyway, so I've just been getting deeper into the Splatoon world. Besides that, a little bit of Soul, got a little practice in Soul, trying to get some details down about Taki and Cass, and the Video Game Awards. I watched the Video Games Awards with Steve and Drew. It's nice. Pretty awesome, pretty entertaining. We'll talk more about that later on in the show.
All right.
That being said, don't forget, we're also on Spotify, Stitcher.
Oh, yeah, we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, we're on Apple Podcasts. Google Podcasts.
And always collision28.com. If you have questions, things you want us to talk about, or you want to question us on stuff we talked about in the past, email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can contact us on Twitter. What's
at unfocus28.
Unfocus28. Instagram, unfocusedpodcast there. And Discord. collision28.com/discord. You get the straight link to that. Or if you're in Twitch chat right now, you can do /discord or !discord, and the bot will like give you the link to it. One other thing I forgot I did too. I started fucking with my joystick a little bit, and then that kind of fucked me up Sunday night too because my stick was like not working.
Wow, you won and you were in a...
Yeah.
Wow.
I got it fixing it, and it worked kind of flawlessly like for most of the tournament part of it. Like, it was fucking me like for a second here and there, but it was good for the most part. But what I was doing, though, is when I was playing you the other night, I had an issue with my stick where, like, I would tap up or down really fast, but I'll do it so fast that I never really let go of up. So you hear the click in here? Like, I would hit it so fast that like, I will get one click out of it because I wasn't letting it return quick enough. And I was like, how can I, you know, get over that and speed that up, right? Like, do I get messed with the travel distance in my stick or what? So I kind of looked into it a little bit, and I 3D printed something. However, though,
I didn't
end up using it, though. But if you look in here, when you have an arcade stick, when you push it one way, the stick in the bottom goes the opposite way and hits a button. And the thing that hits a button is this big plastic piece here. Hmm. And see how it gets bigger right there? That green part gets a little thicker.
Yeah.
That can have you hit the buttons quicker if it's thicker. Or if you want to hit it more slowly, like I have a slower travel, longer travel, then you need to make it smaller. So, and these are called actuators. So you can make different sizes. And I printed these. And these
were printed these.
Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker.
And then these would go over the stick, and then now this thicker part here will hit the buttons quicker. Or slower.
Oh, depending on what size it is,
yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
And then I learned that wasn't probably the issue. And actually the big one that I was gonna use was too big actually, so it didn't quite fit in between my buttons. But then I realized, like, maybe it's the button mechanism that I actually use. So I'm going to buy a new stick probably this weekend. I want this. actually.
The little blue thing?
No. Inside of there, I'm not sure if you can see it, but see all those little metal pieces that kind of fling out a little
bit?
Yeah.
The little brackets or whatever?
Yeah, they actually push the stick away maybe quicker than what I have. Mine is literally just like a little nub button that when you push it, it just goes away and then it pushes it away. So it might be that. I don't know. Maybe I need a different spring, because there's also springs and sticks too that also control like how tough it is to move it around. Hmm. Possibly works on bringing the stick back quicker. I don't know. That's the thing I'm digging into next too. But I did print something for it, which is kind of crazy.
That is fucking dope.
Steven says springs helped him, so maybe I got to do that. Get a tighter spring, because I did tighten up the spring once and I liked it. I maybe had to move up to the next one.
Yo,
I don't know.
Speaking of controls, I did get some new knobs for my Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Because, dude, I this is what I've been forgetting to mention. I feel like my game hasn't been as good as it can be in Splatoon because my knobs are all fucked up.
Dude, get a pro controller, dude. You gotta get. Do I have my pro controller here? Like the pro controller is fucking like I can't play Splatoon with the Joy-Cons at all.
Bro, it's
and if I need to, I could, but like I'm not gonna be happy.
Dude, they tear up and they break like don't get me wrong, I'm mostly playing 100%, but there's times at crucial moments where the knob will slip off.
Mm.
And so now I have to fucking put that knob back on, which only takes about 2 seconds, but that's enough time to get splatted. That's enough time to lose the match.
Yeah.
And that has happened. I've been like trying to put my knob back on, and then all of a sudden they win, and I'm like, ah, like. So I ordered some new knobs, but maybe I will do a pro. Maybe I should just
do a pro controller. Just do a pro controller, yeah, because that's how I play Splatoon. I don't think I use a pro controller for anything else really, except for Splatoon, because it's just more comfortable. It's bigger, so like my grips are on there. Like, you know, I'm not like this is a little bit too small, and my hand cramps up after a while.
I'm so sad Drew couldn't give me that pro controller. I really wanted that. I was ready for that shit.
But yeah, look for one. Yeah, they're like $60 though, like $70. They're kind of expensive, but I mean, I'm happy with mine though. I'm glad I got it.
Drew was gonna get it to me for like $45. I was like, "Yeah, let me get that shit."
Switch
for
Pro
whatever
controller
reason, it sold out.
Yeah, it looks like they're $60 right here.
Okay, man, I'll just do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna try out these knobs. I got these knobs not even like 3 months ago, and they were already tearing up like last month or the month before. So it's like they only lasted for a month.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking wet. Yeah,
speaking of which, I haven't had any drift issues on my Joy-Con since I switched them out. But then again, I haven't been playing it too much recently either, though.
The drift, I haven't had any problems with that.
Because I was noticing more like in Animal Crossing, and haven't touched Animal Crossing in like over a month and a half by now, I think. Anyways.
All right.
Should we move on?
Let's do it.
All right. Where's the button? It's this button here.
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
Oh, and funny story too with our intros. You know how we do dick moves, and I keep saying we get like a copyright like thingy.
Little flag, yeah.
Yeah. You know how last week I used it for like a split second.
No, they flagged you for
no,
that?
No, they didn't. So last week's video, or last week's podcast on YouTube did not get flagged for that little bit. So maybe we have to cut it down even shorter than we already did.
Maybe we can keep everything as long as we keep it short, no?
Maybe, yeah. Anyways, you want to start off with news, or should I start off
I
with
can
news?
Start off if you like.
You want to start off? Go for it.
So bad news for Disney Plus fans. Obviously, I'm not going to talk about it yet, but we have a lot of good news for Disney Plus fans. But I'm going to start off with the bad news, because...
I thought we news checked. I feel like you have the same story I have right now, but go for it.
No, we did news check.
Oh, okay. Go for it, though.
So, you know, when they initially announced Disney Plus, they had a little quick montage of things they were going to have, you know, like new shows they were going to have and things they were going to eventually get to. Oh,
okay. Maybe we're not the same story.
They mentioned WandaVision. They mentioned Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. And one thing, which I think they got...
Oh, I've been watching Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you have. That's
right. I'm currently caught up.
There's only one more left, man. One more on Friday.
That's fine.
All right.
And then we'll talk about it next week,
we can maybe even do a review. Dude, maybe that can be one of the videos I make.
Maybe.
Us reviewing Mandalorian. Because those review videos get eaten up on YouTube. Mm. People love those. Anyway, okay. I'm missing the point. When Disney Plus first came out, and people signed up for it, there's a little montage for the shareholders and for all the people that were going to get it, showing you all the projects they're working on. It was mostly just pictures of titles, you know, and like little quick appearances by certain famous actors they had confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the last things they showed at the end of the trailer was Lizzie McGuire. And what's her name? The actress, what's her name? Lindsay?
No, she's not Lindsay. Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff was on the fucking picture saying, oh, hi, you know, blah, blah, and Lizzie McGuire. And so, you know, I think that I would assume they got a lot of female applicants just based on the fact that they're going to reboot Lizzie McGuire, you know, or continue it. That's not happening anymore.
Oh.
If anyone remembers earlier in the episodes, maybe like when the whole pandemic started, they were having issues between the writers and the people, the actors and the directors and shit involved in it. Now it's not happening at all.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah. Lizzie McGuire, what's her name? Hillary Duff came out herself on her Twitter saying she's really sad about it, but she doesn't want to make it unless it's going to be true to the character.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, right? It's consistent with some other things going on.
Yeah. Avatar, although it hasn't been canceled yet.
Yeah, because they can't. That's the only reason it hasn't been canceled, because they're not allowed to cancel it. But yeah, so I guess they weren't happy with the writers doing it, and we just couldn't find a proper way to bring it to life, and it's like, I'm sorry, and I'm happy all the fans came out and supported it, but it's not happening. So, no sequel to Lizzie McGuire. I'm sure most people on the nerd stuff here don't care, but I just know that there's girls around our age that when we were getting into nerd shit, they were watching that. So I kind of like to talk about it here.
Cuckoo again. Says, no Miranda, no Gordo, no Beans. I don't know who Beans is.
Cuckoo, I don't know who they are either, but Beans.
But like, someone's a fan in chat.
What's up? Yeah, man. I'm sure the other actors are sad. I'm sure you're going to see a huge fucking tirade of haters online, like, mad about this
Is shit. That why it didn't happen? Because these actors didn't come back or something? Or?
No, I tell you, it's the writer.
Well, it's the writer.
They're having issues with the writer.
Okay. Is he not writing them in?
Imagine. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the details on that part, but I do know that, like, yeah, they weren't getting along with him, so it's not happening. Yeah, so don't look forward to that. It's one of the things.
Don't look forward to that.
Yeah, it was sold to you. You could still look up that original trailer where they say Lizzie McGuire is coming, but it's not coming, so don't look forward. AJ?
All right. I guess I'll just throw this out there right now just to get out of the way, but speaking of Disney Plus, they also announced they're going up by $1. Their pricing. So right now they're $7.99.
Bro, I thought it was going to go up by $5. It's only $1?
It's only by $1.
Ooh. They're good at easing people into this. Like, yeah. Eventually it's going to be like $15.
Especially with all this shit. Like, they kind of tied this together with all the shit they announced. Like, with all the stuff that we announced, you know, we going to need more of a budget. So we're bumping up the price by $1, which is not bad. I'm not mad at it. I mean, we're expecting it to be like $15 and from the get-go.
Yeah.
So, And Tai Chi's saying, remember when Netflix was
$7.99? Whoa.
Has gone up to like $15.99 now, I think.
Yeah, I try not to think about when Netflix was $7.99 because it makes me mad. I didn't want to make the jump when we did it. Like, I almost canceled it when they did that. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to just keep it.
But, I mean, it's Disney, so I'm not surprised. I mean, yeah, probably 5 years from now, yeah, maybe it will be like $15 for Disney Plus. But,
yeah, we'll.
You know, as long as they're still supplying some good shit. It's like a real crack addict, right? Yeah. Then you know I'll be happy to pay, I guess.
Yeah, you see, Disney, bro. There you go. I feel like Mickey Mouse is in the corner with the hood over his head. Right? I got what you need.
Mm. Want that good Marvel?
Yeah, right? I got Marvel. I got Star Wars. What do you want?
Seriously. But yeah, so they're going up. Also, they announced some plans, some combo packs with Hulu and Hulu Plus and all that too, and ESPN and all that, which sound pretty good. I need to look into that because I'm also doing Hulu Plus. But every combo or package that I've seen that includes Hulu is always with ads. Well, which is fucking stupid. Like,
yeah,
why would
you
offer me this with ads when I'm already playing for no ads?
And I'll tell you, AJ, honestly, if some of these little partner deals they have, they're not worth it. Because if you do it through something else where you're accessing it through that app, you don't get everything. And they don't tell you that. There's shadow content.
That's a thing, too, yeah.
Yeah, there's shadow content that you don't get. And then on top of that, you don't also... there's something else that's wrong with it. Shadow content is one thing. You don't get everything that you thought you were going to get. And the second thing, it almost shakes out to the same sometimes if get them. So you have to really look at the deals they offer you.
Yeah. And see if the pricing's right and all that. Yeah. Which the one they all showed, it looks good, but I'll look into it again to see if it's something that I might want to go for. But then again, Carlos playing for Disney Plus, so I don't think I got to worry about it then, right?
No? You got to worry for which one you're paying for.
Yeah, which is Hulu. So I was like, shit. Maybe I got to strike a deal with her.
Yeah, right.
And work on that. But that's what's going on with Disney Plus in that sense.
Okay. So following, there's a couple of things that are going to be rebooted. One, following the failure of that movie, Fantasy Island, apparently it got picked up again by Fox. And they're going to make a TV show about Fantasy Island. For anyone that doesn't remember, that's the one when you were kids that they had reruns on. Where the guy would run up in a suit and the midget would run up with him and be like, look, boss, they're playing. You never seen that before?
No.
I'll show you the intro after this. You're going to trip out. But it was the weirdest intro. And
sounds weird.
Yeah, because that's how they would always bring in the new people. And it was always about new people that came into their island. And on the island, whatever you want comes to life. And sometimes it would be scary, sometimes it would be cool, sometimes it would be sexy, sometimes it would be, like, dark. Mm. It was all kinds of different shit. But it would always have that intro with the guy walking up, you know, and then his partner, who's a little midget, would run up, boss, the plane, like, that's the new people coming in. It was so weird. But anyway, picked up for a show, so I guess that's happening. The movie came out this year, sucked ass. I don't recommend watching it. It doesn't really know what it wants to be. I feel like it knew the roots of the show too much and tried to do everything. Mm-hmm. Tried to do sexy, tried to do action, tried to do horror, tried to do everything, and it didn't work out. Fantasy Island. Also, Revenge of the Nerds.
Ooh.
By Seth MacFarlane, the guy who does Fantasy.
Oh.
Family Guy. Yeah, he's writing the new Revenge of the Nerds movie. Now, I don't know about you, but I actually think that sounds kind of cool. I might have to watch that.
That sounds cool. I might have seen the original, like, when I was young, but I don't remember a damn thing about it.
They used to show it on TV a lot when we were kids, in the 90s, like reruns on TV, like, you know, TV movie viewings and shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, something maybe I should check out the original before that drops.
Mm. I think it's available on Amazon Prime right now.
Cool.
So if you want to catch up on the old one, you could.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Some old ass shit that maybe you knew as a kid as a rerun show or some random shit you didn't really want to watch. Mm-hmm. They're getting movies now. So keep an eye out for those. AJ?
The Wonder Years next, right?
Didn't we say there's going to be a reboot? Didn't we already talk about that?
Oh, I think we did talk about that a couple months ago.
I think there's going to be a Wonder Years reboot, and I think the actor who plays Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it? Didn't he say, like, it's a different family, like in the same, like, town or something like that?
And it's like either the same timeline or something
like that. Yeah, that's right.
Did I get him that time? That fucker's elusive as shit, that little red.
Yeah, whatever is flying around right now.
Jesus. Anyway, yeah, I think it's in the same timeline, but a different family, and I think there's going to be cameos or something like that. Like, which is kind of cool.
Oh, wasn't it supposed to be like a different year as well? Like,
like the 70s 20 or 30 years after or something?
So, 70s or 80s, something like that.
I'm going to look it up after this because I actually want to
say it was an all black family. Yeah, I think that was it too. Yeah,
that was it for sure. But the timeline's what confuses me. I don't know if it's in the same timeline or if it's in the future or the past. But
maybe.
I think
it's
they did
present.
Say there was going to be. Maybe.
Did you say the future? What the fuck?
Well, future for them, which would be the present.
Oh, okay.
For us, yeah.
Damn.
Imagine Wonder Years is a spaceship for no reason.
They're in space. They're on the moon. And other news and other shows coming up soon. This was announced like on some type of Netflix Twitter account, and then supposedly it was removed. I don't know why. But they said something to the effect that Sonic is coming to Netflix, a 3D animated show. Coming in 2022. So Sonic the Hedgehog.
Another one? We just got that one with the big ass stupid buff knuckles. They're going to do another?
That was Sonic Boom and no one liked it. And that was by now like 5 years ago.
Oh, was that already that long ago?
Yeah, it's been a while now. It's been a while since we've all been mad at that. I mean, I think it lasted like a couple seasons and that was it. Yeah, I don't think it did too well, which is... perfect. But what's interesting about this is that the people behind it, as this one group called Wild Brain, it's going to be Wild Brain and Man of Action are making the show. Man of Action is a U.S.-based writing collective that specializes in children media, such as, or things they've done in the past, is Ben 10, which is pretty good, I've heard, right? Have you seen Ben 10? I heard good stuff about Ben 10.
I've watched parts of it, and I liked it. I didn't get to watch the whole thing like I wanted to, but it was pretty good. It was a lot more mature than you'd think it would be. Not quite Avatar level.
Yeah.
But it's close.
But I heard it was a pretty good series, yeah. Also, they've done Generator Rex, I don't know what that is. And also, Mega Man Fully Charged, which I don't recall that either. Yeah. So they, as far as we know here at Unfocused, they got one good thing under their belt. And then the other part of it, Wild Brain is a Canadian media company. Now, what's special about Wild Brain is that they actually own the library for Deke Entertainment. Or, I'm sorry, Deke Entertainment.
Deke,
who was behind the Sonic the Hedgehog from back in the day, the Freedom Fighters.
With Steve Urkel.
A.K.A. Sat A.M. Yeah, actually, both Sonics were Urkel.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Sonic Adventures and the Sat A.M. Sonic the Hedgehog, they were both Urkel there.
He's the only consistent voice.
Yes, he is. But that group that owns that stuff is going to be the other half of the Netflix series Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait, they're working with them?
Yes. So Wild Brain. So Deke Entertainment doesn't exist. But I guess when they were sold off or whatever bits were
they
sold
gave
off,
it to them.
Wild Brain bought that. And they're a Canadian company. I'm not sure if that means anything to anybody.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's interesting because they, oh, actually Deke was behind not only the set AM, but also Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, which was the more cartoony version in that time. And also Sonic Underground. So Deke owns all that. So they can take from all that. I'm just saying, like, are we going to get Freedom Fighters again? Can we?
Dude.
Can we do that?
I could see, did Nat you say that? I could see Sonic Adventure.
Can I do that?
Freedom Fight, Sonic Adventure, which is the Dreamcast one. I could see them doing that. Mm-hmm. Freedom Fighters. A little bit of Sonic Boom in there, like
yeah,
I could see them mixing it all, kind of like Ninja Turtles, mm-hmm. the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles,
or like some crossover type of thing, or like some mix of it all.
Yeah, where they just like combine all of it and make it one big story. Like,
yeah,
I'd be down to see to have the first season be in a peaceful world where it's the Sonic we know, and then second season shit goes bad and Robotnik wins, and now we're in Freedom Fighters world.
That'd be pretty sick. Actually,
that would be badass. Like yeah. That would make it feel epic and actually give it some gravity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that Sonic Freedom Fighter ones actually didn't take from any video games. They kind of created their own world. Right. That's what's special about that. The comic series took from the Freedom Fighter, the original Archie one. The current series right now is taking from the video games. Not taking from both.
They're taking from the video games.
Only from the video games, yeah.
Oh,
so all the Archie characters and all the Freedom Fighter characters don't exist in this new comic series for IDW.
You don't see Arthur and Science Girlfriend.
Antoine or Sally.
But I meant Antoine.
Yeah, I know who you meant. Or no Bunny, no Rotor. So none of them exist. No Freedom Fighter exists.
I'm assuming the Chaotix are pretty prominent
yeah,
though, right?
They are, though. Yes, they are, because they were from the video games and they had their own game and all that. What's her name? Amy Rose is a big character as well, too, because she's from the original games and all that. So they have different places they can take from. So they can take from the games. They can take from the old school Freedom Fighter. Maybe they'll do some, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm a Sonic fan. I'm kind of excited for this. And hopefully we'll see something like about it maybe later next year, because this is us. Looks like it might come out 2022. So we have a while for this to come out.
All right.
maybe it'll take from the movie, the new movie that just came out. Who knows?
Maybe they'll make references to it. Should imagine they connect and they're in their parallel universes or something.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Okay, so this one, there's a book that was written called Teflon Funk in 2015. I don't know how the fuck I missed this, bro. This is from 2015.
Okay.
It's made by an American writer, and she works with Japanese artists to make it. Her name is Stephanie Mateer. And it's illustrated by David Taco, who's Japanese.
Taco. Huh?
And Fat John, who makes a soundtrack for this comic book that's separate.
Ooh.
And he's the guy who made the soundtrack for Samurai Champloo.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's his name?
Fat John.
Oh, no. There's just some other name I know connected to the music.
Oh, yeah. There's not Nujabes.
Nujabes, yeah.
Nujabes is dead. So, yeah, it can't be him.
Damn.
But Fat John is part of this. And they've released a soundtrack for this, and there's a book out for it. This is all back in 2015. But apparently it's making a resurgence. Oh, by the way, it's a story that takes place in America, in New York, in the 90s, in the middle of the 90s.
Hmm.
And it has very bebop kind of feels to it, I guess.
It looks like it, because they got this dude here looking all chill and laid back, but then you have the other chick on the side with the fucking big-ass AK-47 over there, or whatever it is. Oh, the chick with the handgun right there, too?
Yeah. Exactly. And the characters are all, like, ethnically diverse, just like New York is, you know? There's, like, a Latina, two black people, and a white person. And they're just a group, and they try to figure out, it's all about their connection and how the city's connecting them and all the shit that's going wrong with the city. And there's a new drug that hit the city called Teflon Funk, and that's fucking everything up.
Okay.
But yeah, this just got a teaser trailer because they're going to get an anime, actually. And I'm kind of interested. I haven't seen the teaser yet.
Originally, you said it was a comic?
Yeah, it's an American comic.
Oh, wow, okay.
But it's made to be manga style, Japanese style. Like I said, everyone...
Does it read backwards?
I don't know. That's a good question. I got to look into it. I got to see... But I like it. I like the style of it. I love the time setting, mid-90s, you know? And they said the music is very 90s hip-hop. And, like, you know, they're saying Fat John, you know, when he wrote it, he was like, he could see the anime in his head. So he just wrote the anime, the music to the anime, he could see in his head. So he's excited that they're finally making a real anime.
So they could probably use his music and all that, right?
That's what he said. They're going to use his shit for it,
that's
too.
Sick.
And, yeah, so Teflon Funk looks kind of cool. You can read the book beforehand. There's also a teaser trailer on YouTube, so you can look that up if you want. Or you can just hear the two soundtracks. There's two soundtracks out for this book already out by Fat John.
That's cool. You know what'd be cool though? It's like if the soundtrack was made in a way where as you're reading through it, like the music will like change with the pages or something like that.
That's dope.
That'd be sick.
That's dope. But then it would depend on how fast you read though.
Yeah, that's true too. I'm a slow reader, so that shit would go ahead of me.
Me too, bro. I'm a little slow. I think that would fuck me up. But that sounds tight though. I can imagine it.
That would be cool.
All right. But yeah, keep an eye out for that, guys. Teflon Funk.
Maybe fucking comic book store. You think they would have it there?
Have they
you
probably have to
tried?
have back stuff. If it's a comic store that has back stuff, like Collector's Paradise might have some shit like that. What's your comic store? Do they have a lot of back issues?
They do.
And back trades?
Yeah, they do. They
Yeah, they
do.
probably
They
have.
have a whole fucking. They have like a whole wall of shelves that's full of back like paperbacks and all that.
Yeah, they probably have this, or if
So,
not, they could probably order it for
I
you.
mean, that's how I got Usagi because it was just a stack of just back issues right there sitting there.
That's cool.
Yeah, at both House of Secrets where I go and at Comic Collector's Paradise, I got issues from both places for Usagi, which I still haven't read.
That's dope. Yeah, I still want to hear what you think about that Usagi.
I mean, it's good so far, so.
All right, Teflon Fun, keep an eye out for it, guys. AJ?
All right, so Funimation, speaking of anime and stuff like that, I just looked at it right now too. We just heard about them last week too. Who bought them again?
Funimation
Funimation
bought Crunchyroll,
bought
yeah.
Crunchyroll, that's what it was, right? Okay. But now there's an app for Funimation on the Switch.
Yeah, they just added that. I think that's to rope people in early.
Yeah, probably too.
I noticed that. I saw that article. Like, damn, they got an app now? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So if anyone wants to has a Switch and you want to watch anime on your Switch, you can go ahead and just find the app. It's free to download. I went to check it out. It's actually there right now. It's available in the US and Canada right now, and it'll be releasing to everyone else, I guess, slowly over the next couple of weeks or a couple of months. And there's also plans to release the app to other consoles as well, like the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and more. So look out for that. And I guess I'll just throw this in there with this too. In addition to this getting added to the Switch, Among Us is coming to the Switch. It's actually already there too for $5. So right now, Among Us is only available on mobile and on PC, but now it's on the Switch, which I think is perfect to be on the Switch. So if anyone hasn't played Among Us yet and you want to,
I do.
$5, you can get it on the Switch, and then you can jump in some lobbies and stuff like that. And best way to play is on Discord. So this is a way to kind of free yourself from your phone, so you can use Discord on your phone and be on the Switch or even just be on the PC at the same time. So check that out as well.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell my sister about this so she can get it on my niece's Switch. It's free on the phone, which is cool, but like playing on that small screen is kind of annoying sometimes. And because I played it on the mobile before, and then also like if you plan to play on Discord at the same time, it's kind of gets annoying to go back and forth. A lot of people play Among Us by muting the Discord, muting the voice chat. While you're actually playing in game, and then when it comes time to discussion and bodies get reported, then people unmute themselves and start talking about what's going on and stuff like that. And then when that game starts again, you mute yourself. So it's kind of annoying to do that on a phone, without getting dropped out of the game. So this would be a way around that, I would say.
Okay. Interesting. All right, other shit
Steven likes our way, where we're just talking to each other the whole time.
to other things. This is kind of a music video game mashup here, like what the stuff we used to like to do. Kid Cudi has a new album out, Man on the Moon 3.
Damn, three.
Finally, the third part is out.
Oh, there was always meant to be a third part?
I didn't know if there was always meant to be,
Oh,
but well,
okay.
the third one's out now. He's had a couple albums in between that were not Man on the Moon since that, because his first two albums were one and two, and then he had like two albums since then.
Yeah.
Anyway, on Man on the Moon 2, there was a song called Scott Mescudi versus the World, and because
Ooh.
That's his real name, Scott Mescudi.
Oh, wow.
And he had a song on there called Scott Mescudi versus the World, and I was very sad listening to that song to find out there was no references and no samples of Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was very
That's
disappointed.
exactly what I was expecting to hear, that it was
Yeah.
in there and it's not.
Yeah, and
So
I
now I'm
guess,
disappointed.
yeah, it was
I hadn't even heard it.
this is from Volume 2, and I was like, man, this is a good song, but this isn't what I thought it was going to be, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? On Man on the Moon 3, there's a song called She Knows This, and that song highly samples Scott Pilgrim versus the World. It's pretty cool. And actually, this got greenlit by Edgar Wright himself, the
Cool.
guy who wrote Scott Pilgrim, both the movie and the comic book. So I just thought that was kind of funny. I don't know how good this comic is, but he actually followed up with a tweet saying, damn, this track goes hard. And he put a picture of Scott Pilgrim with the fucking sword, like with the flaming sword in his hand.
That's cool.
And yeah, this is kind of a little fun little Easter egg thing. But I thought it was cool because I was waiting for that when the last one
Yeah.
came out, which
All
was
you gotta
like
do now
five.
is like switch the names over
I
and
know, right?
everyone be happy.
I'm like, man, fuck it up. But yeah, so Kid Cudi's new album, you get a Scott Pilgrim sample if you check it out. It's called Man on the Moon 3.
Right, nice. All right, other news. Capcom announced this new game they're coming out with. I'm going to look it up right now so I can play the trailer because I forgot to do that. Capcom Arcade Stadium is a new game coming to the Switch in February is when it's coming out. And this is going to be like a collection of like, I think it's like 32 different classic Capcom games. A collection will be free to download, but I think if you want to get all the games, like it's free to download and you get one game out of it, I think, which is 1943. The rest of the games are, let's see, 1943 Battle Midway included with additional games available for purchase. Okay, so all the other games that you would get if you purchased the game would be 1941, 42, and 44, and XX, which are all the shooting helicopter games, which I never knew what they were called. Now I know. Mm-hmm. 1941 and 42 and 43 and 44, 19XX. Battle Circuit, Bionic Commando, Captain Commando, Carrier Air Wing, Commando, Cyberbots, Dynasty Wars, Final Fight, Forgotten Worlds, Ghosts and Goblins, Ghouls and Ghosts, Giga Wing, Legendary Wings, Mega Twin, Pirate Ship Himura? Hydramura? Power Gear, Pro Gear. Section Z. These are all the games that are going to be on this thing. Senja no Okami 2, Street Fighter 2, World Warriors, and Hyper Fighting, and 2 Turbo, Strider, and a couple other games I don't recognize. But that's what's going to be on this list of games that you can get when this thing comes out, which sounds like a pretty cool collection. I'll be kind of down to get it just for the 1940 games and for Street Fighter. And a bunch of other shit that's probably in here that are like games I've probably seen before but didn't know the name of them. Yeah, this is what was teased at Game Awards, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I'll talk about it more, Game Awards stuff more
Oh,
soon.
Cool. But yeah, that's kind of what's going on with that. I thought that sounds pretty cool. I'm kind of down to get this. No exact date, no exact price, but at least you get one free game out of it when it does come out.
All right.
Bullet Hell Shooters, that's right.
How much news you got left?
Like one more, maybe?
Perfect. All right. So, if anyone's a fan of Thor, there's going to be a spinoff. You should pause this right here, AJ.
No, I'm not playing it. That's not
okay. Anyone's a fan of Thor.
Well, I got no more news, actually. My bad.
Oh, no more news?
No.
Oh, motherfucker. Okay, fine. I'll do two in a row.
Other than the big thing.
If anyone's a fan of Thor, there's a new spinoff from his current comic going on right now. They have Thor and the King in Black, which are pretty big comics written by Donny Cates right now, who's been fucking tearing it up in Marvel. And that's the current story where Thor has the power cosmic, so he's fucking ridiculously overpowered. But guess what? They still find problems for him. And that's that whole thing. But there will be a spinoff for that starting very soon, and it's called Beta Ray Bill. I know people fucking love Beta Ray Bill, even though he's never really been in anything live action or anything like that.
Yet.
Not yet. I still think he's coming in Love and Thunder.
I mean, if they're giving him his own little series right now, might be setting him up.
That's what I was... Man, you beat me to my whole point, AJ. Yeah. The fact that he's getting a miniseries right now, right when we got some announcements that we'll talk about soon, the fact that that's happening right now tells me they're trying to hype the crowd up for Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
Which honestly doesn't need that much hype. Because I remember people were so mad he didn't show up in Endgame, and then people were so mad that he was in Thor 3, like, just as a cameo.
And Ragnarok, he's a face on a tower.
Yeah, a lot of people were real mad about that, so I don't think you need to hype him up. People are pretty hyped about Beta Ray Bill. But
I guess it's more so for the people that don't know who he is and have heard his name, mm-hmm. can now have that chance to get something new where he's there. To get an idea of who he is.
To get a connection to him.
Yeah, rather than go back and find old issues and stuff like that.
That's true.
It's probably more what it's for.
It's a pretty good strategy.
Someone like me.
No, you're right. It's a pretty good strategy, too, if you think about it. Mm. Yeah, and he's a badass, so it's a cool way to learn about him. So keep an eye out for that. That's going to be coming out pretty soon. Let me see if I can give you exact release date. Okay, no. There is no exact release
coming soon.
Yeah, but there will be a variant cover for it. It has him flying through outer space. I don't think that's going to be worth any money, so you maybe don't want to hunt it down.
Denied.
Unless you love them. Usually that's why people want the variants, because they're worth a lot of money. I don't think that one's going to be worth
money. I don't get any variants. I should ask, like, can you give me these variant covers?
Yeah, ask them. Sometimes you just ask the shop owners, do you guys have any of the variants? And they're like, yeah, you want it? Like, they just hold it in the back, you know?
Because I keep seeing on my issues, like, oh, cover A. I'm like, man, is it more covers than this then?
Now, sometimes if they're a small enough comic shop, they won't get the variant because you have to order
a certain number of like comics just to get the variants. Yeah,
yeah,
heard that too.
Yeah, so they may not. But yeah, keep an eye out for that, guys. Beta Ray Bill number one. It's coming out 2021, so I'm guessing early next year.
All right. And then what's your other news?
Oh, yeah. All right, AJ. Are you ready for this?
All right. No, I'm not.
I don't think you are.
Okay, now I'm ready. What the fuck?
Well, okay. First off,
explain yourself.
Let me preface this by saying this is not the image.
Okay.
However, this is actually from the Yu Yu Hakusho stage play.
Oh, okay. That's pretty sick still, though.
Yeah, not bad, right? But this does not deter the point. There is about to be a Yu Yu Hakusho live action show. And it's going to be on Netflix. And it's combined between America and Japan. Are both studios are working on it together.
All right, so it's similar to Full Metal, right?
No, that was a movie, and that was a mistake. We're not talking about that.
What else was there? They did something else.
The other one is Bebop, which is not yet.
Not yet.
What's the other one?
When's that coming?
I don't know. I wonder.
I feel like there's one other one they did.
Yeah, I felt that one.
Death Note, was it?
Yeah, Death Note, but that was a movie, though. Mm. This is going to be a show.
There's going to be a show.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, yeah, because Full Metal is also a movie.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, a live-action streaming series. It'll show on Netflix simultaneously worldwide to both Japan and America at the same damn time.
Damn. Wait, where's that button?
Chase the rainbow!
The wrong one.
Right? It's true, man. The executive producer, his name is Akira Mori. He did a movie called Wild Seven. He did Braveheart. And he did Umizaru. That's a Japanese movie, so I don't know that one.
Me either.
But, you know, Wild Seven and Braveheart are both pretty popular. And he did those. And he's going to be fucking working on Yu Yu Hakusho.
Crazy.
We don't know as to how far this is going to be adapted. But they did say it'll be a television... Oh, no, they did say they will try to include everything from the television adaptation as well as the movies and OVAs. But there's nothing specific yet. Nothing is promised, basically.
Hmm.
There's no news as to whether the two-shot anime episodes will be adapted, the ones that came out, you know, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
There's no confirmation on that.
So we don't know anything.
No. Yu Yu Hakusho TV show. That's all we know. We don't know anything more than that, to be honest. I don't know, man. We'll hit the lyrics right there. I do like the look of Yusuke on the stage play thing.
Yeah.
He looks like a real greaser.
You know? He does.
Yeah, that's probably how he would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so I don't know. AJ, how do you feel about this? Are you excited? Do you think it's possible? Do you think it's easy? Do you think it's hard, like, to make them do this the way you want it to be?
At least the first part of, like, the first season should be easy. But then when you start getting into, like, Dark Tournament shit and...
Yes, that's the problem.
And all the demons and all... Oh, actually, no, Maze Castle will be fucking difficult.
You know what's funny? I actually think Maze Castle will be easy.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like that'll... I feel like when you get people roped into that storyline, like, first it's about the school drama, and then it slowly starts to get bigger with supernatural shit, and then eventually the season finale could be the last four episodes. They gotta go to Maze Castle. I feel like that could work.
I guess it could work, yeah.
But like you said, the Dark Tournament really shifts... the feel of Yu Yu Hakusho.
It does.
So I don't know if that can work.
But dude, if they can get some like martial arts experts and fucking to do Dark Tournament stuff.
Yeah, that would be fucking
cool. That would
be
sick.
That would be really cool. And I would really hope that they talk more about how it's like demon martial arts. Like everyone has these different styles of demon ways of fighting. Mm-hmm. Like I wish they would focus a little more on that, that was the thing, you know, going on there. But yeah, man, I mean, I don't know if that could happen live action because that's a big transition to go from an adventure story to a tournament style story.
Yeah.
But I hope, man.
But at least the beginning of it, I feel like that's doable in live action for sure.
Definitely. The whole getting Hiei and Kurama thing and Kuwabara on his team.
Yeah, like that whole thing. And the part where he's dead and he's trying to find his way back. Like that's the part I'm thinking about. That's going to be easy,
yeah,
I feel.
That's going to be great. That's how you're going to hook people for sure.
But hopefully with those first few episodes in that sense, maybe from that, they can build up the hype, hopefully get more money, so they can have a bigger production toward the bigger things later on.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I guess I can see this kind of working.
Okay.
If I think about it like that.
All right. And if they were to do one, like, let's say season one comes out, where would you like season one to end? Because ideally, I would want it to end with Rescue Yukina, but...
Which is how it actually does end.
Yeah, but, you know, I also like to see that might be a lot to stuff into one thing. So I could also see it ending with Yusuke defeating Hiei.
Yeah, if they're gonna like have like, cause Netflix does like 13 episode seasons, right?
Exactly. So I'm like, I could see the whole thing, you know, being about his first few cases as a spirit detective, And maybe to people that don't know the anime, they don't know Hiei and Kurama will become on his team.
Mm-hmm.
So when he beats them, you know, they're just like, people just think that's the end of the season and that's it's over, you know?
Yeah.
And season two could open out with Mei's castle.
Yeah,
and
I think
like,
so.
Oh, shit. Like, he's going to go find them and get them on his team. Like, that'd be pretty cool. You know?
That'd be cool. Actually, I like that at all. I like that a lot. That makes more sense, you know, because you have him coming back to life. And his first mission. Oh, no, his first mission was to, wasn't that Genkai?
His first mission was that little demon.
But he didn't know that. That was like half the episode.
No, you're right.
That
right.
was a quick thing.
No, his first mission was Hiei and Kurama. No, really. His technical first mission was Hiei and Kurama, technically.
But the first thing that happens before that, though, was Genkai.
No, Genkai happens after Hiei and Kurama.
No. Does it?
Yeah, Genkai happens after Hiei and Kurama. Because he doesn't have any training when he fights Hiei and Kurama. He's winging it.
And shit, okay.
Yeah, and that's why Mei's Castle's so epic, because now Yusuke knows new shit.
Oh, yeah.
Kuwabara's been training, and now Hiei and Kurama are back.
That's
and
right.
Like, oh, okay, and we're about to see new shit from everybody, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, like, maybe that could be the end of Season 1, Genkai's tournament.
Maybe.
Hey, you know what? Actually, AJ?
Yeah, maybe
that
could be.
Now that you bring that up, that would
be
the end.
And Randall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to end it, because not too many characters yet.
And you forget about Hiei and Kurama, which that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That way when you bring them back in, you're like, oh, shit, they're going to join him? You know, like for someone who doesn't know, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see that, AJ. I see that. I like that.
That sounds better, yeah.
End it with Genkai's tournament. Yeah, because imagine he's like, yeah, I'm going to that fucking fighting tournament. She's like, no, you're not. You're fucking staying here for 6 months with me and training. He's like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, and then like next season, a year later,
training's
over. Now you can see how powerful he is.
Yeah, okay, AJ. Okay, AJ.
That works. I like that.
You know what else I was thinking, too? You know what would be the best way to adapt this without making it too unrecognizable to Americans? Umbrella Academy. Think about Umbrella Academy, because you didn't read the comic, but comic is so over the top and so fucking ridiculous and fantastical, but they found good ways to make it all a little more concise and a little bit more relatable, but they didn't take the heart out of it. Like, I did in the comic book, like, fucking Luther gets his head chopped off and put on a fucking ape body. Fucking Five actually has all these fucking different assassins' DNAs put into him, so he can become a good assassin.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like way over the top in the comics, but the show kind of like toned it down, but it still feels right, you know?
Huh.
I hope they approach, if they're going to tone it down, I hope it's like that. Like where...
What would be some examples in this world where they could do something like that and we would be okay with it?
I think Kuwabara's haunting, him being haunted by spirits... should be a subtle theme throughout the whole thing.
Okay? That'd be cool.
You know what I mean? Like he could still be
the tickle again.
Yeah, right? The tickle should be more of a thing. Like, and, you know, he could still be the school bully, and right when he's about to beat somebody up, he's like, tickle, be like, you know, like, I'd like more with that. I think introducing Kurama's plant shit sooner would be smarter, because I feel like it's a little bit too much of a surprise in Mei's Castle that it's almost like, what the fuck? This power almost seems out of nowhere.
Mm, true.
I feel like they could slowly introduce the plant themes. Like, maybe he has a garden at his house.
Yeah.
You know, like
how'd you get it to grow so fast? Oh, you know, just proper watering.
Yeah, it's proper care. Like, little things like that just kind of telegraph it a little more, you know? And I'd also say have Yusuke's defeat of Hiei a little more believable. Because if you think about Hiei after Mei's Castle and then how Yusuke beat him, you're like, that doesn't add up. You shouldn't have been able to beat him.
Yeah.
He should have killed your ass before you could even do anything. True. You know, like, I feel like all they have to do is just make some of the things in the first arc a little less fantastical and a little bit more normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, feel it in their characters. And then you can blow it up in season two when they have full-on superpowers and shit, you know?
You know what I'll be cool with, too, is if Hiei didn't go into a demon form for that fight, too.
We don't need the demon form.
Because we never, ever see that ever again.
Yeah, and why wouldn't he use it
again
if he needed... Like, there were so many times where he could have used that, you know? Like, he didn't. Like,
yo, what if Hiei thought, since Yusuke beat him in that form was just weak, and he did away with it?
Well, see, that... even that is an explanation. I would like that. That would be cool.
I mean, that's never said, but what if that's what happened? I never thought about that.
If that's what they said, I'd be happy with that. Like, okay, that makes sense, you know? Like,
but yeah, I'd rather than just, like, maybe not even do that. I'll be happy with that. Like, don't even do that because it's pointless. And if anything, you would think, oh, he's powered up. He should be able to beat Yusuke at this point.
He's in a better form.
And he doesn't.
No matter what. Yeah. And then you start killing fools stronger than Yusuke in your base form. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
so maybe they can do away with that. That'd be like the one thing that will be like a drastic change that I'll be okay with. Because I don't think it was ever necessary, honestly.
No,
yeah,
I agree. And my only request for casting is Oh my god, what is her name?
Botan?
No.
Keiko?
No, for Genkai, I want, who's the bitch from the Golden Girls? I can't believe I can't remember her name.
Betty White.
I want Betty White to be Genkai. That's what I want. That... I want her throwing smoking cigarettes at Yusuke, bro. Like, you motherfucker. Shut up, dumbass. Like,
oh, man. That would be so epic.
That's my only request. And, dude, she won't even have to fight. Like, just have a younger actress be her when she fights. And she's, like, aged mm-hmm. down, you know? Like,
yeah.
Cool. Done. Like... Betty White as Genkai would make my fucking day, dude. Make my day.
I would not be mad at that. Yeah. Oh, man. Quote of the night. Who's the bitch from Golden Girls?
All right, AJ.
I didn't even know you said that.
All right. I think that basically covers the news. Usually we stop here. We're not going to have Toy Roundup this week.
Yeah, because Wags is forgetting the spirit of Christmas.
He doesn't care about your presents for your kids.
He's
guys.
Grinching on us right now. But no toy roundup.
It's okay though, because we do have another almost half of the show where we're going to talk about all the huge announcements made both in the Video Game Awards as well as Marvel's Expo, which they gave to their investors. So for anyone that doesn't know, they usually do this once every 2 years or so, 2 or 3 years.
Wait. Before we get into that stuff though, quickly, anything happened at Game Awards that's significant enough to bring up?
Well, I'm going
to
talk about... Okay, we'll start with Game Awards.
Yeah, because I think that's a little bit smaller, yeah.
Let's start with Game Awards then.
Marvel, coming soon.
Game Awards.
When's Marvel?
There was a lot of cool things I saw. The first thing that surprised the shit out of me is it kicked off with Smash Brothers and their new character.
That's right. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
This is like a new Fire Emblem character or something, right?
No, bro. No, it's not a fucking Final Fantasy. You know what? I'll let you know what it is, motherfucker.
It's another fucking sword character.
Like, another Final Fantasy character has jumped in, and I don't think I have to even say. If you already know that Cloud's in it, you already know. Sephiroth is back but in Super Smash form. And he's got a lot of cool badass moves.
Oops.
He looks like he has more range than Marth, which is scary, but it looks like he has no projectiles.
So the one thing I liked about this is the fucking music, because I'm familiar with, I've never played Final Fantasy,
but you know the music.
But I know that song, I know his theme, and like just hearing that in here was fucking awesome, just to hear his fucking, where's his music? Give me that music.
Dude, I like how that big old fucking demon, like the boss is there, and he just slices through the boss, like...
Mm-hmm.
Look at that range, dude.
Yeah, he has a long ass.
And you see he's a wall sticker?
Mm-hmm. Wall sticker. Clinger.
Yeah, he's a wall clinger. Sorry, that's a better.
He's so clingy. Yeah, this part right here.
That horror music almost, yeah. Sephiroth is there. Like.
So, okay, Sephiroth, I don't care too much. And you were just saying how you're getting upset with all these guest characters we're getting in Smash.
Honestly,
how I feel about Sephiroth.
Dude, on the surface, I'm not happy about it. honestly, on the surface, I don't like it, bro. It's just we're too comfortable at putting all these fucking random people. They're not really fucking Smash Brothers. But on the other side, I think it's cool just to have a new play style in the game.
Okay.
And I like that people that like Final Fantasy are happy. Like, mm-hmm. That's cool. But yeah, personally, bro, I don't think they should have done it. I don't like it.
Now.
Cloud was enough. I already didn't love that they did Cloud. And I'm like, that's cool.
Like Steven?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I'm not mad about it. Like I said, I don't hate it.
So Steven has a new character coming soon?
Oh, for sure. He's going to win this fucker. Yeah, like I said, I don't hate it, but it's not my favorite. Ooh, that's a cool move. It's not my favorite choice for what they're going to use. Oh, he does have a projectile. Dude, he has more range than Marth and a projectile?
That's no bueno.
That's unfair.
We'll see, though. We'll see how it does against Yoshi. Oh, this fucking scene was fucking crazy, though.
I know, bro. I was like you no kill Mario? Way.
And I was like, okay, I see how you got around that. That was clever.
Yeah, that was smart. I like how the shout-out made us believe it for a second, you know? Like,
yeah. I was like, Nintendo would not let that happen. What is happening right now?
Their most iconic character? Like, yeah. No way.
Oh, man. But also, I'm wondering, too. So we got Cloud way back, right, when Ultimate first came out. And then fucking like a year or two later, we get, you know, the second part of that, right? So who's not to say that we'll get other characters like that? Like, who else would we get? Like, Bayonetta's maybe a boss character maybe, or what else? Hopefully freaking Robotnik or like a Knuckles or something. Give me that.
Robotnik or Knuckles will be fucking cool. I'm so down for that.
Let me see, we got Mega Man, so what, like a Wily or maybe
a Proto Man or Zero?
Zero, like, yeah.
Dude, that'd be fucking cool.
Like what other that must be his Final Smash, right? Can you explain that to like what is this actually?
All I know is it's called Safe Sephiroth. That's all I know, but I don't know much more because I never played 7 all the way through.
So his Final Smash is going to be safe, then you're telling me, huh?
I mean, I guess. I know it's some kind of god form he always wanted to be in. I'm sure Tai Chi's going to... Safer Sephiroth.
Because the first Sephiroth isn't that safe. I see.
Oh, he said it's a mistranslation. Mm. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, I've never played the game through, so I can't give you too much detail, but I just know that he wants to be a god, so I'm guessing he finally gets it at some point. You know, like... But yeah, so that's one thing, Seraph Sephiroth. Sephiroth of the End.
Mm.
His real name, Sephiroth of the End. That's what that means. Yeah. Other cool things that came out. There was a really cool ass one, but for some reason had Vin Diesel as the main character.
Was it a Fast and Furious game?
No, but you know his character was called Santiago? Like when he went into the database and you see the character's data, it said Santiago. I was like, you guys are doing too much. But it's called Ark. And I was like, Ark the Lad? Like, no, it's not Ark the Lad. I don't know if you remember that.
There's an Ark Survival.
Do you remember Ark the Lad, though?
No, I don't.
It was a game from the 90s, or late 90s. What
kind of game is it? Do you know?
It was like a tribal game. Like, he was fighting...
Oh, yeah. To go back, Taiji says Ark Survival is exactly what he said. But Kay saying, it looks like Cloud would have a unique smash only against Sephiroth.
Yeah, he's right. That's what it looked like. Cloud's look like final that. Smash will be different if Sephiroth is on the field.
Yeah. Or if it's used against him, possibly.
Yeah. Well, I don't even
know cool.
How his shit works, even. But yeah.
Actually, I don't even know what it is either.
Yeah, me either. I have no idea.
So we'll never know.
Yeah. But yeah, Ark, I guess it's...
Ark Diesel.
I guess I'm hearing that's an MMO, and it's basically sort of like a tribal group fighting some monsters that were trying to take over their tribe and shit, and then a fucking dinosaur comes out and starts fucking both of them up, and me and Drew were like, Turok?
Yeah, like, that's exactly what I was thinking
right now. Yeah, because there was monsters, and then a dinosaur came out, and the guy had a spear, and he was fighting them both, and I was like, is this Turok? And we're like, no, it was just this Ark thing. We're like, I would have been more hyped if it was Turok. We're like, Vin Diesel is Turok? That's what we're like, oh, shit.
Tai Chi says Ark Survival is exactly what it is. So is it like literally Ark Survival?
I think it is, yeah. I think it's based off that.
Oh, okay. Because Ark Survival is like this survivor game where you're just...
Then we thought he was going to race the dinosaur.
But yeah, it's like it's a sequel. It's Ark 2. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Other things for horror fans, Evil Dead, there's a game for,
okay, I did hear about this one.
Back for Blood, which is the third part of Left 4 Dead.
I don't think it technically is not a third part to Left 4 Dead.
Bro, it's made by all the exact same people except for Valve.
Yes.
And they specifically were talking in the interview about how the whole idea is to fucking...
Like revive?
Continue and revive Left 4 Dead and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's for sure the third part of Left 4 Dead. They just can't call it that.
So what I heard, too, is because I heard that the original creators did the first Left 4 Dead and Valve loved it so much, they got rid of them and did their own, which is how Left 4 Dead 2 happened. And then that kind of flopped. And so they kind of gave up on Left 4 Dead, I guess, is what happened.
I mean,
so like, now they're coming back like, okay, we're going to revive our own shit then because they fucked it up.
I guess that could be what's happening, but they basically said it's Left 4 Dead 3. Like when he was talking about it, he was like, it's the next step of Left 4
Dead. Okay, that's cool. Nice.
And that's why they specifically named it Back 4 Blood, you know?
Yeah.
And again, four characters
nice.
with different roles. And it looks good. New types of monsters. You see the trailer yet?
I have not seen a trailer yet.
Dude, there's new shit. There's a new one called...
How did I play that game? We used to play that shit, right?
Dude, we played the fuck out of that game.
How the fuck
you don't
did
remember?
I play that shit? Was I getting
Xbox.
Sick?
We had Xbox. For some
mentally,
reason...
Mentally, like, physically, like,
I don't think it was
health-wise, how was I not getting motion sick?
You know
sick?
What? I don't think Left 4 Dead was making you sick. I don't think you complained about that very much. I think you were okay with Left 4 Dead.
You know, I did try playing Left 4 Dead one time on PC with some people, and I got sick. I remember that. That's the last time I ever played.
But me, you, Danny, and...
But I remember I used to play on 360,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we played it together, yeah,
I don't know
sure.
how that happened.
I know it didn't bother you. I mean, I don't know about 2. Maybe we didn't play 2 together, but I know Left 4 Dead 1 we played.
1 for sure. We tried to play 2, but not everyone was jumping on it.
Yeah, not everyone liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was me, you, Hose, and Danny, right? Me, you, Hose, and Danny are playing that game?
Yeah, we used to play with some Twitch, JTV people.
Yeah, we used to play with the ads. I forgot about that. We did used to link up with them. That's right.
I remember playing with Nikki the most, Miss Nicole Marie.
Yeah, I remember playing
Shout
with...
Shout out to Eminem.
right? And yeah, but Back 4 Blood looks better. There's a new type of special zombie. He fucking makes webbing out of his fucking slime and fucking throws it on your
Ooh,
feet, and
Spider-Man,
you're
huh?
stuck there. Yeah, I
Damn.
don't know what they call him.
Uncommon Spider-Man.
Yeah, right? It might as well.
Just like, what was it, the smoker where you just call him a Yoshi?
Yeah, right? He's basically
Yeah,
Yoshi, you
it's
know?
like you fucking just throw your tongue and brings you, like, that's Yoshi, dude.
Dude, and then there's another one, like a new one. It's bigger than a tank. It's
Ooh.
like a big ass monster thing that, like, remember the tank could, like, knock cars and shit out of the way and vehicles and big items out of the way?
Yeah.
This fucker can destroy the territory. So,
Damn.
like, if you get, remember before you can get away from a tank unless there's a door, and he'll just charge through the door, right? But with this, if there's a wall, this fucker breaks the wall.
That's
So
crazy.
you can't get away from him. You have to kill him.
That's
And I
crazy.
was like, that's dope. I was
Yeah.
like, I like that. I'll show it to you after this. It looks good.
Yeah, I'll look it up later too.
Back 4 Blood. There's a new Mass Effect. I don't play Mass Effect, but there is a new Mass Effect. Looked pretty cool. Oh, I'm sorry. And I was talking about horror games. Callisto Protocol looked pretty good too. Callisto Protocol. We didn't see any gameplay, but it just looked creepy, and the CGI looked really fucking good for the cutscenes. Other thing, Ghosts and Goblins. New Ghosts and Goblins coming.
Ooh, okay.
Looks pretty cool. Looks just as hard, honestly. Watching him do shit like in the little trailer, I was like, oh fuck, it still looks hard. Like they didn't make,
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I feel like Nintendo games start to like make their games a little easier as time goes. It doesn't look like the case with Ghosts and Goblins. It looks like they still made it hard. But we'll
Crimson
see.
Desert looked really good
Is
too.
that the one that looked Game of Thrones like? I couldn't find the one that I liked that looked very Game of Thronesy. Like first they were knights, and then they showed monsters, and they showed them flying on dragons. I was like, this looks sick. I couldn't find that one, but that caught my attention too. Also, there was a cool ass desert one. It's not Crimson Desert. There's a cool
I
ass
was
one.
about
They were showing a
to
whole bunch of scenes and futuristic shit and old ass looking sceneries. And at
Mad
the end,
Max.
the person was standing over a fucking desert with the pyramids and shit. And you're like, what the
Ooh.
fuck? It was Perfect Dark.
Oh, what the
A new Perfect
fuck?
Dark game. And I
That
was like,
sounds cool.
oh shit. Yeah, me, Drew, and Steve were like the whole time. What the fuck?
That's a failed print. Don't worry about
Okay. Yeah,
it.
me and me, Drew, and Steve the whole time the trailer was happening, we're like, what is this? We're like, what game is this? Like, the perspective looked weird. The backgrounds were so changing, we didn't know what it was. And then at the end, it said Perfect Dark. We're like, oh, all of us went,
That's crazy.
oh.
Okay.
And I didn't even play Perfect Dark, but
I never played
I know how
either.
iconic that game is. So I
Yeah.
was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
I think I actually had it, but I couldn't play it because I didn't have the expansion pack at that time.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that game was on 64 and I needed an expansion pack, just like Donkey Kong did, which I ended up playing Donkey Kong later on, so I'm not sure how that worked out.
Well, those are the ones I felt like would be monumental to gamers that I noticed. One, there's only two that I thought personally that were really cool. There was the Shadow, the Shady Part of Me. It looked like kind of like not an action game, like a mystery game, like kind of a kid's mystery game. But the art looked so fucking cool in it, and the style of it looked so good that I had to mention it. And the other one was Oddworld. There's a new Oddworld game. Remember Abe's
Yeah,
Exodus?
actually, I heard about that a while back. So
Yeah,
they probably finally showed a trailer
they
for it
showed a
then.
trailer. Yeah, it looks
That's
good.
nice.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Also, a new Dragon Age. Those are the three things I wanted to mention. Yeah, new Dragon Age. Yeah, those are the ones that I felt like were really cool.
All right.
I just wish I could remember the name of that Game of Thrones one. It looks so good. Ugh, I couldn't find it when I Googled it. Anyway, that's it for the Game Awards. I thought that was pretty cool shit.
All right.
Okay, before we get into Marvel, let's talk about Star Wars.
Yes.
Dude, okay, what do you want to
There,
say
there's
first?
I don't know what to say because I don't know much about Marvel, so all the shit they were announcing, like I don't know what this where this is going.
We'll get to Marvel. Star Wars, I want to know what you thought about Star Wars. You want me to remind you about what got announced?
Yes.
So there's Andor, which is the series about Cassian Andor, the guy from Rogue One, the Latino
Oh
guy.
yeah, that looked pretty cool.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
I
so
don't mind that.
he's from Rogue One, so that sounds cool. Is that gonna be like a prequel to Rogue One?
Yes, it's a
So
prequel.
he still dies at the end then, huh?
Yeah, see, that's the only reason. That's my only beef with the whole thing is like, I mean, the character was okay. I don't hate him or anything like that. I didn't think he was that special. And I know he's gonna die at the end, so I'm kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this, but you know, whatever. I'll deal
It's just like watching Solo, spoilers.
it. True facts. But yeah, so Andor is coming. Other ones, there's also, a Droid Story, which I don't know.
A droid store. Oh, yeah, I did hear about
that. Yeah, it's all about droids.
I think doesn't it follow R2-D2 and C-3PO?
I hope so.
I think it does.
I hope so. It's probably based off of the animated series that was from the 70s or the 80s, where it's just called Droids. And it was an animated Star Wars series about C-3PO and R2 just traveling around the universe.
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to be.
It's probably based on that. I would imagine that. And then Star Wars Acolyte. And these shows I just mentioned are all the ones produced by Kathleen Kennedy.
Okay.
She's the one that people don't fucking like right now. She made 7, 8, and 9.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not going to say that that means they're not going to be good. I'm not saying that. But I'm just letting you know ahead of time, those are the ones that are produced.
If it happens to be bad,
she's the one who made them.
This is why.
Yeah. And a lot of people were scared of Star Wars Acolyte. Some people were hyped, some people were scared.
What's this supposed to be about?
Well, we don't know.
Oh,
but an Acolyte in Star Wars back in the day was a cult of people that worshipped Darth Vader. But Kathleen Kennedy seems to stray away from the old mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So people are afraid, since she made that old shit Legends,
People
are afraid that she's going to change the whole definition of Acolyte and make it about something totally fucking different. I don't know, though. I'm not going to make any judgment. I don't know. Other things that came out from that announcement, though, that are not under Kathleen Kennedy's range are Rangers of the New Republic. Even though that sounds cool, I feel like it's a slap in the face because I want Knights of the Old Republic, and I feel like they specifically phrased the naming, and it's not that. And I'm like, fucking just give us Knights of the Old Republic. That's what everyone wants.
What if they do a thing like they did with Captain America? They said they were going to call it something else, and then they're like, oh, by the way, we're just kidding. It's going to be Civil War. Remember they did that?
That's not Star Wars' style, but you never know. It could happen.
Maybe
I'm not gonna rule it out. You're right. That could happen. But yeah, Rangers of the New Republic. People are assuming that's gonna be Cara Dune's TV show. You know, the wrestling chick that's backing up Mandalorian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. People are assuming that's gonna be her show, and it's
Because you need to watch a show, but something happened there.
Yeah.
Something
happened
with her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
After the last episode, something happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And their thing that also will probably feature those two rebel fighters, those starfighters that were fucking trying to recruit her and like save the Mandalorian and shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so that's Rangers of the New Republic. Also, Ahsoka Tano is getting her own fucking show.
I just learned who she is by watching Mandalorian.
Yeah, dude, she's fucking cool, huh? Fucking badass character. Mandalorian Season 3. I don't think that was a surprise, but that is happening too. And those are all produced by Dave Filoni. That's the guy who's been making Mandalorian.
And Jon Favreau.
And Jon Favreau. And they're the guys that make Mandalorian and the guys that make Clone Wars and all the Clone Wars things. Also, The Bad Batch, which is a CGI continuation of Clone Wars, was announced. A few teasers and trailers about that.
Which is funny because like, when I saw that title, I'm like, The Bad Bitch, what the fuck, Star Wars? I was like, it's a batch.
When I first saw the name, I was like, what? I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh.
That's an A, not an I.
That's an A, bro. Okay. I thought the same thing. I was like, what the fuck? Okay, and that does it for the shows. But for... sorry. There's one other show. Obi-Wan Kenobi, which we knew was coming.
Oh, yeah.
We knew it. But guess what was told about that show? Hayden Christensen, who played...
Oh, yeah.
...is coming back as Darth Vader, which is dope. It's good timing because David Prowse just died. David Prowse cannot be Vader anymore. Mm. And that's the guy who you've always seen in the Vader suit.
Yeah.
Even in Rogue One, that's David Prowse in the fucking Vader suit, fucking walking around scary as fuck.
That's cool.
Lightsaber moves. But now fucking Hayden Christensen, who hasn't been Vader's for like 10, 15 years, maybe 20.
Yes, since episode 3.
He's back.
And there's a Lando show too.
Yeah, I mentioned it. I said Lando.
You did?
Yeah, I said Kathleen Kennedy's Lando. I was like, I don't think it's going to be very good, so I just said it briefly. I didn't focus on it. I'm sorry, because I don't think it's going to be good. Whether it's Billy Dee Williams or Donald Glover, I just don't see it being amazing. Like, Lando, like...
Have you seen Solo yet?
No, but even from what I hear about, I don't see it carrying a whole show. Like, I haven't seen it, though, but do you see...
I don't know.
I don't know.
Again, my Star Wars just knowledge and it's not as versus you guys.
Knowledge. No, you don't need knowledge. You've watched enough. You can weigh in.
It looked good.
You've seen 1 through 9.
I'm not
9,
mad
bro.
At it.
Okay. Could you see him carrying a whole show?
What does that mean?
Are you sure?
What?
Are you sure Prowse wasn't in Rogue One?
Oh.
I thought he was the one in the Rogue One suit. Too old to begin the training. But anyway, AJ, so the other things to mention about that was that, there'll be a Lando show. I don't know if it's going to be good.
You tried from the role years ago.
I thought that was him in Rogue One. I guess I was wrong.
No.
Other thing, the most surprising and exciting announcement is Rogue Squadron.
Oh, yeah.
It's a movie.
No relation to the video game, I've heard too, though.
What? Where'd you hear that? No, I heard no relation to the novels. You heard no relation to the game?
Yeah, because there's a game that just came out called Squadron.
No. Okay, yeah. No, I think it's connected to the old game.
Probably the old game, yeah, but not the current one.
Okay, no connection to the current game. That's cool. That's good. But, you know, it's made by Patty Jenkins, the woman who did Thor 2, which it's not her fault. But she also did Wonder Woman 1 and 2, which are critical hits. Mm. And she also feels... Oh, her father was also a fighter pilot.
Oh.
And he died fighting in fucking fighter pilots.
Oh, wow.
So she takes this movie very seriously in the research. And they show pictures, like videos of her getting in fighter jets and flying with fighters.
Oh, shit.
So she sounds like she's taking this very seriously.
Yeah, that sounds even more epic than just knowing that bit
of history
there.
Exactly. You know she's going to make some drama in this shit. It's going to be good.
Because anyone could just, stupid person could just make a cool like show with like fighter pilot, but if you get details like that, it has to be good.
And for anyone who doesn't know who Rogue Squadron is, you only see them in a few movies. You see them in Episode 4, Episode 6, A New Hope and Return of the Jedi, and then you see them in I think Rogue One, right?
Probably.
They like come in, you see them doing the space battle and shit at the end,
I think,
right?
So
yeah, that's the only time you ever see Rogue Squadron.
I didn't know Rogue Squadron was its own group. Like,
it's a group of X-Wing fighters.
Okay.
It's the crew of X-Wing fighters.
I see X-Wings once in a while, but like, are there like an X-Wing, like does everyone have X-Wings, but there's a certain group that is called Rogue Squadron?
Rogue Squadron is the elite X-Wing group.
X-Wing group. But, but there could be other X-Wing pilots that are not Rogue Squadron.
You know, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Now that you asked me that detail, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're all Rogue Squadron or if that's just a group. You know what? I'm going to think about it. I'm going to look into that, AJ. Good question. Good question. But yeah, I'm excited for that movie. That sounds pretty fucking interesting.
Ooh, it's a movie or is it a Disney
movie? No, it's a movie.
Oh shit, okay.
It's the first Star Wars movie announced since
That's
9.
Cool.
And you know, they said they were taking a break from movies for a few years.
One of those stories, like Rogue One and Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It could be, about some characters that we know are doomed. Who knows?
Mm.
But yeah, Rogue Squadron, I'm interested in it. So I think that basically ends the Star Wars thing. Nothing else really to talk about. Except that there's a huge divide between the Kathleen Kennedy shows and the fucking Filoni shows.
Mm.
And you know what's interesting about it? When this whole new regime happened with Star Wars, Kennedy had way more projects than Filoni. Now we're in the second phase. Filoni has way more projects than Kennedy. So it kind of tells you that maybe Disney agrees that she fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like it gave her only 2 or 3 shows compared to Filoni, who's now got 5 or 6 shows. Plus, Mandalorian Season 3 is going to continue. So it's like...
Okay.
And there's also rumors about a Boba Fett show, but that was not confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, wrong button. Is it this
one? I heard a rumor.
They both work. all right. So now we'll get into the meat of it. I think you're going to be more into this, AJ.
Yeah, because I was definitely like flipping out like over some certain things they said and announced here and there.
Can we say the first thing? Bitch ass Tatiana Maslany made me a fucking liar. I corrected myself 2 podcasts ago and said that I had told an untruth, and I did not. Tatiana Maslany said she was not She-Hulk, even though it was told by Marvel, and even though it was confirmed by what's his name? The Hulk?
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo. She went out of her way to go to Twitter, go to Instagram, and say, like, no, I'm not the She-Hulk. My talks with Marvel have not gone through. We're not done. Like, I'm not going to be her. We don't know anything about that. It was a lie. She's been casted as She-Hulk, apparently.
Either a lie or they told her that, and then she's like, fuck, I don't know anymore.
Well, we know for sure. I think that they told her, yo, don't
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I think Marvel was like, yo, that was a leak. Don't confirm it. I think that's what Marvel told her. That's a leak. Don't confirm it. And so she made up some bullshit.
Probably, yeah.
And to me, I thought that made it more true, but I was like, all right, she's saying it's not true. But, Mark, you know, we should have known when Mark Ruffalo said it on accident and said, welcome to the family. he's the guy who blows the secrets. I should have automatically known.
He's the other one.
Yeah, someone also says Oscar Isaac isn't confirmed officially either as Moon Knight, which is interesting that you say that because he was not. They didn't talk about Moon Knight and they didn't say Oscar Isaac.
They did say Moon Knight, but they did not say who.
They didn't say Oscar Isaac. Why wouldn't they? It would have been a perfect time to say it.
So for Moon Knight, all they pretty much said was that it's going to be like a Indiana Jones type of show.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all they said about it.
Makes sense. It's in Egypt. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah. Back to She-Hulk, though. Abomination coming back.
And the same actor.
Yeah.
Tim Roth, he's back.
From the Hulk movie. Also, on top of that, too, which people are digging into this, and I'm going to dig into it, but like just for the fandom part of it. But there's a line that Mr. Feige over here says. He says, since she is a lawyer who specializes in superhero legal cases, you never knew what Marvel character is going to pop up from episode to episode.
Bro, when he said that shit, I was like, what the fuck?
So everyone's thought was, Daredevil? What? Daredevil?
Bro, I'll tell you this, man. I think it's... See, the fact that I feel like...
But, like, we can also assume that, okay, maybe not Daredevil. That's our, like, our fandom going, like, way overhead, screaming outright. But to be more realistic, you know, I can see, like...
You're talking about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, I can see that. Or maybe some new characters. Maybe this would be a cool way to introduce some new characters into the series somehow.
Well, I'll tell you, the only one it could
maybe
be...
Maybe Kingpin.
Wow, I didn't think about that. The only one I can think of is Star Fox. I remember I talked... I don't know if you remember... A few episodes ago, I told you about a character called Star Fox, who's Thanos' brother. Mm. And Star Fox basically is like a weak-ass Captain Marvel. He can fly, he has super strength, he can do all that shit, but he can't like glow and do the power shit, right? But instead of glowing and having the energy shit, he has the power of persuasion. He puts out strong pheromones that let people kind of do what he says. Mm-hmm. And the Marvel comics...
Sounds like Purple Man.
Yeah, but you know he's not so specific. Mm-hmm. He can't tell you a command and you do it, mm-hmm. but you kind of follow his vibes of things he wants you to do.
Right.
And you know, there's a thing in the comics where he goes under trial that he technically has by law raped some men and women because he used his influence to get them interested in him. And but you know he didn't take advantage of them, but you know he used his powers to get them interested in him. He's like, that's okay on my planet. And She-Hulk's like, that's not okay here.
Huh.
And she has to defend Star Fox. And, you know, he's Thanos' brother.
Yeah.
But he's a superhero. And I could maybe see that being a thing if they're going to go that way. But I feel like Feige wouldn't say that without fucking knowing that's going to ding bells in our heads about
maybe
Daredevil.
He just said it just...
Like, why would he say that? And then, you know, there's also the rumors about the talks with Charlie Cox that have been going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's like, a lot of rumors we've been hearing that connects to all this. We're just saying, but you know, it could also a lot of people have came out and be like, why are you guys saying that? He never mentioned, you know, Daredevil at all. Why are you guys assuming that? Which, you know, I get that side of it too, which is why my more realistic thought is maybe, you know, just characters we haven't seen yet.
Dude, like you said, Spider-Man or Star Fox are the only ones that I could think of that will come up in a legal situation. Maybe Kingpin
or any of the Defenders. Imagine just any of the Defenders, Jessica Jones or freaking Luke Cage.
Maybe them. Yeah, because they're known. Oh. Yeah, you're right. Maybe
also, them. What if War Machine comes through? What if James Rhodes comes through too? Because another show coming through starring him.
Ooh, Armor Wars,
right?
Oh my god!
So this is supposed to be part of like what happens when Tony Stark's creations get into the wrong hands.
Yes, sir.
And that's what this story follows. Could be a legal case in a way, right?
It could be. Oh yeah, if Justin Hammer's involved.
Yeah, stuff like that too.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, on top of that, you know, I'm so surprised they're doing Armor Wars now, dude. I'm shocked, like, that they're doing that now. Because, you know, I don't know if you know about the comics, but Armor Wars in the comics is all about Tony Stark's, his tech gets mm-hmm. fucking...
Like, stolen?
Spied out, yeah. Someone steals it.
Ah, okay.
And sells it to a whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? You get all these people making dope-ass armors that can fuck with Iron Man. And so he makes that dope-ass red and silver armor mm-hmm. that's supposed to be his most... advanced armor and his most counter armor to other armors, and he fights the whole war in with that outfit trying to destroy other armors.
That's crazy.
And that's how you get Crimson Dynamo, that's how you get the Mandarin, that's how you get a lot of motherfuckers that are real Iron Man villains. And I would love for them to do Crimson Dynamo. I fucking love Crimson Dynamo, dude. That's the Soviets made an Iron Man suit, and it's big and bulky and shoots missiles.
Damn.
Fucking missiles all the time, bro.
That's all the time.
Crimson Dynamo is a cool-ass villain. I would love to see him.
So do we know, because Shang-Chi, there's supposed to be some tie with the Mandarin in there, right?
The Mandarin is the main villain of Shang-Chi, yeah.
So what if that connects to Armor Wars in some way?
I think it will. I think Shang-Chi's movie is probably going to end with Mandarin taking an interest in Tony Stark's tech.
Mm.
And then we're going to jump to Armor Wars.
And then, like, a Shang-Chi, too?
And all of a sudden, well, yeah, eventually. But I think before that, all of a sudden, a bunch of people are going to have fucking armored suits and shit with different mm-hmm. powers, including Justin Hammer. And then they're going to find out maybe Mandarin was fucking selling it or producing it. You know? I feel like that's where they would go with it.
And in the Mandarin's and fucking She-Hulk's court. And connecting. Because I say, because one thing Feige said in this too is that, you know, now that we have Disney Plus, we can finally interweave all these, you know, series and movies together like the way we have always wanted to.
Yeah, they always wanted to do this with Netflix, but they couldn't. Mm-hmm. They always wanted to do this with Hulu, but they couldn't. Which, by the way, real quick, sad piece of news.
Okay.
The show I was championing last week, the last Marvel TV show got canceled. Hellstorm.
Oh, really?
It was the horror one. I told you it was actually really good.
Canceled, yeah.
And I was like, it's actually really good, and I'm really sad it got canceled after season one. I don't know why, but it's done. So now Marvel TV is dead.
Cool.
There's
in a way.
No more. Kind of cool. I'm sad because of Hellstorm, but you're right. It's kind of cool because at least we're done with that whole era.
Yeah.
And everything is Disney Plus and movies now. You don't have to worry about any other shit. That's...
Yeah, like you don't have to, like, there's no guessing game now. Like, are these connected or not?
Yeah, you have to worry about Runaways and Cloak and Dagger being part of this.
Man, but those are good.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it kind of sucks, but it's kind of good too.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, so that Hellstorm is done. But connecting to Armor Wars is another thing. Is it a movie or a show, did they say?
Armor Wars? Show.
Ironheart
is also a show, too, yeah.
Yeah, Ironheart.
So that's fucking out of nowhere, too.
And so everyone knows I was a fucking big hater of this idea. Because I was hoping if they did do Ironheart, it was going to be Tony Stark's daughter. But no, he confirmed it's Riri Johnson.
Yeah, and then also, so we also have the actress too. Dominique Thorne is going to be the actress.
Good actress.
And then my theory from there too is Armor Wars again, maybe.
Yeah, that's why I said that. Because she has to be involved in the Armor Wars.
Yeah.
Because I can see her making her own armor, which is what she does in the comics. Which, this is why I don't... I'll tell you why I don't like her, and then I'll tell you why I think she could be good for Marvel.
Okay.
I don't like her because... this random fucking teenager is just sitting around and is just super fucking intelligent and can make an armor comparative to Tony Stark's armor. Where the fuck did that come from? How come no one saw her? How come no one's watching her?
Hey.
How come no one's fucking going after this chick?
Yo, like, Spider-Man. Also some just super nerd. We know just got lucky with the spider bite, but he was also super, you know, technology advanced and brainy and all that,
yeah,
right?
But he wasn't as smart as Stark. He's not making fucking Iron Man. So he made web
because he didn't want to make
armor. He made web shooters, bro.
All
that's,
right, fine.
That's
okay.
Hard, but it's not unbelievable to the level where someone who has no fucking study.
I mean, where did Tony Stark start from? You know,
I mean, he learned. Remember, he went to MI.
Yeah,
his dad was a genius.
Like, okay, what about his dad then?
I mean, her dad's not anyone famous, so I'm like...
No, his dad, fucking Howard Stark, where did he start from, right?
I mean, I don't know. I could go into that, because remember, he was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he was their head of technology.
Shit, okay,
yeah,
fine.
So I go further in that.
Okay.
But, like, this Riri character, I just don't fucking get it. Like,
Peter's
I don't
a
see
chemical
why...
engineer, and Tony's a mechanical engineer.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah, see, Steve gets it. but Ironheart, like, it's just so unbelievable to me. And I'm like, there's someone who can make an Iron Man armor? Like, what the fuck?
Hey, who's to say that maybe she's... Okay, well, I guess we don't know the story. Maybe we do. But what if she was part of, you know, Tony Stark Industries in some way?
Well,
maybe that's where she came from.
Hadn't thought of that, AJ. If she's an intern or something,
yeah,
maybe I could...
Maybe she's in S.H.I.E.L.D., you know? Maybe she goes to Peter Parker's school.
That's interesting. I actually don't hate that idea. Yeah, well, and now we're going into what I say I do like about the future of it, because things they could do to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I could imagine a future where she basically, how can I put it? She was already doing shit. Like, she already worked for different science industries or something like that. And then she got maybe decommissioned,
mm-hmm.
and then she makes her own shit based on that. Or, like you said, worked for... the other thing I was thinking about is that maybe in the Armor Wars... she randomly, through some drama, ends up with Tony Stark's tech. Like, maybe someone's trying to steal it, and as a War Machine is chasing them, he hits them and he drops a piece of it.
Yeah.
And she gets it, and she's fucking smart, so she fucking starts
messing with
taking apart Tony Stark's shit, and then she builds
reverse engineering it or some shit. Yeah.
That's believable. I could believe that, maybe, if they do that.
What if Spider-Man 2, or no, the first Spider-Man, even though he had to go save all the shit they were transporting to the new location... maybe some shit fell off of that ship. Well, what's his name was when they're all fighting against it?
AJ,
his name? You guys know what I'm talking about.
that could make me a believer.
So that could be another way too, right? And then also, yeah, actually, that whole movie is about how people were taking a lot of their equipment anyway. So what if she got wound up in that somehow? Oh, what if Armor Wars is connected to all that, too?
Oh, shit.
To all the smuggling they're doing from all the Avenger battles and all that, too, right?
Oh, you're talking about damage control?
Damage control. There we go. Yeah.
Oh, you know what, AJ? If that's the case, I can be happy with it.
Yeah. So there's different connections that we can point to now that might actually work with all
that
this.
That actually might make sense, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that if that's the case, if as long as it's intrinsically, which usually with the movies, it always is intrinsically in the story.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
They have a lot of different threads that we just threw out there right now that they can pull from. Like, she I don't think she's going to be some random out of nowhere. Oh, all of a sudden, this person is here making Iron Man. Yeah, they can pull from.
But the burn is because in the comics, that's how it is.
That's how it is, yeah.
Yeah, like oh.
But they don't always follow the comics exactly how, too, so.
No, they've always find ways to make the comics make sense.
Yeah.
So I like that. So let's move on. Ironheart.
There's something else I wanted to say about her, but I can't remember what, though. Anyway, I'll probably come up later on.
Okay. Other connections to this that we could talk about. Someone's talking about how she could be in the same high school as Peter Parker, and that would be interesting. You know who else could be in the same high school as Peter Parker?
Hmm.
Johnny Storm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
From the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that's the last thing they said.
We didn't get any announcement officially beyond the director, but we found out John Watts, the guy who makes the Spider-Man movies, we'll be making Fantastic Four, the first movie. So I think this really leads into some things that I predicted last year, is that Spider-Man's going to crash into the FF building, just like Spider-Man number one, Amazing Spider-Man number one. He breaks into the FF building to challenge them and prove that he can join the team.
Mm.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be he's going to break in there, or he's going to fall in there from a fight he's fighting at the end of the movie, and then he's going to get surrounded by the Fantastic Four, and that's where the movie's going to fucking end.
Hmm.
Like, you know, like, they're like, what are you fucking doing here? You know? what are you breaking into our shit for? You know?
Yeah.
And that could be the end of it.
Or like an end credit, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Credit scene, like, you know, he's fighting someone, or like at the end of the movie, like he gets knocked down, you know?
Yeah.
You just think that's the end, but because he won, so you're like fine with it. But at the end credit, he flies through a building, and it's the fucking FF building, and the Fantastic Four all show up, you know?
Yeah, because they did swing by a building, and, you know, there's hints to maybe it is Fantastic Four, so maybe we actually get the end of that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that. And my point was, in the Ultimate Comics, Johnny Storm does go to Spider-Man school.
Okay.
And they're buddies, and they hate each other when they're superheroes, but they're buddies when they're in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that would be a great fucking story and a great way to connect people, especially if they're going to do what I'm 100% sure they're going to do, which is the Young Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint, hint. Dude, they already set up Cassie Lang. Oh, which we'll talk about that next. Okay. Oh, it's all linked.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
See how this works?
Yeah.
Marvel is like on the right track
here. They're on the right track, dude. It's all connected. It's just like they said, right? Just like they promised. But, you know, Young Avengers, half of them go to the same school. I could also see them being in the same school as Spider-Man.
Okay.
And this all being a running joke and throughout the movies, like, all these high schoolers are fucking doing superhero shit on the side, and they don't tell each other. They don't tell anybody. And, like, they're all just failing classes, and they don't know why. Like, you know, no one catches why they're all failing. I could see this being a thing, and I would really like that. Let's link that. Ant-Man and the Wasp, right?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we're not getting the movie called Giant Man.
That's what I predicted. I might be right about the Fantastic Four Spider-Man thing. I'm equally wrong about the third Ant-Man movie. I swore it was going to be called Giant
Man. Yeah, me too. That was my hope, too.
Yeah.
But
it's called Ant-Man and the Wasp 2.
Or just Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Quantumania. Quantumania, yeah.
Which is basically Ant-Man and the Wasp 2. I'm like, that's cool. I didn't think they were going to go that way with the trilogy, but I like it.
Quantumania, though.
I still like it, though. It's a pretty cool idea. And they've also revealed the villain of that will be Jonathan Majors, the guy from Lovecraft Country, and he will be playing Kang the Conqueror.
Yes.
Which
is also an awesome confirm, too, to theories we've had previously.
Exactly. And this is a problem because Ant-Man and the Wasp cannot beat Kang the Conqueror.
Ooh,
there's
shit.
No fucking way.
Damn, like, so it's going to be a sad ending, huh?
Dude, they might have to run from him. And then that might end up in a future movie, Kang showing up in our timeline. You know, looking for Ant-Man or looking for the Wasp. You know, sadly, in this comic book, what I would really want is something that doesn't seem like they're going to do because they just introduced Ironheart. But you see this motherfucker right here? Oh, he's not on the cover. Let's see if I find a picture of him on here.
That's Sasuke in the front.
Sasuke. He's stupid. Let's see if I can find fine.
But yeah, like I thought that was crazy to actually confirm that too. So like,
I
just said that it's gonna be. Oh yeah, also Casey Lang is also confirmed too for this.
I was getting to it. But look, so Iron Lad,
yeah,
is this character that I don't think we're gonna get now. But you know who he is? He's the guy who starts the Young Avengers, because he's actually young Kang the Conqueror and doesn't want to become Kang the Conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
So he fucking wants to be an Avenger to help deter him from becoming Kang the Conqueror. And I'm kind of sad we're not going to get that, knowing that Kang's in the universe, you know? Like, if Riri's in there, I don't see a point for Iron Lad. You can't have Iron Heart and Iron Lad. Or maybe you could, but...
Yeah, you could, yeah.
I just don't see a point in it, you know? Like, So I'm kind of sad about that. It's probably going
to... It can still happen. I mean,
well, my point
you
is,
can't count it out yet.
I feel like if they're going to do Riri Johnson as a show, they're going to eventually integrate her into Young Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like with that being the case, no Iron Lad, probably. But, you know, we'll see.
I guess we'll find out.
But anyway, Quantumania, Catherine Newton is recasting Cassie Lang. We already had an actress, and she actually said something on Twitter. There was an actress that you saw in Endgame playing Cassie Lang.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she said, hey... I'm not sad that I was recast. I was told from the beginning they weren't sure if I was going to be getting this role.
Yeah.
I was just a placeholder for now. Maybe I was going to get it. It's like, I'm not mad. I wish her all the luck, and I'm looking forward to watching more Marvel movies. So don't feel bad for the actress. She seems cool about it. Yeah. And
also, you could also say, too, since, you know, oh, wait, the timeline is not, that doesn't make sense anymore. Never mind. No. I was going to say, yeah, because the timeline was back in the day, and we're going to be ahead. I'm like, no, wait. By the time this starts up again, we're going to be on point.
Yeah, I think that's why.
As I said previously.
But I do think there'll be a 2 or 3 year time skip, and I think that's why they recasted her.
Okay, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
And also, this woman is great. I've seen her in like 3 horror movies in the past 2 years.
Oh, yeah?
She's brand new, and she's only been in like 1 or 2 horror movies. She's great.
She's from Detective Pikachu. Oh, she's that girl.
Oh, she is that chick.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that's
right. I thought she looked familiar.
I forgot about that.
All right, that's cool.
She's also in a pretty good horror movie I liked called Ma. She was good. She was good.
Okay, cool.
And we summoned the darkness. She's in that too.
Mm.
But yeah, Cassie Lang, that's a fucking hint for Young Avengers, because guess what? This chick right here on the cover. That's Cassie Lang.
Nice.
Looking
okay.
Like Ant-Man and shit. yeah, and her superhero name is Stature.
Because
she can grow big as fuck, too. Very interesting shit. Other things that are new that are coming.
I have a list here. I guess just to confirm some things, too. Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, coming out March 25th, 2022.
Yeah.
And they said also that it will connect to Spider-Man, which comes out in December of 2021.
Which also is confirmed to have a Doctor Strange. Which is also confirmed to have a Doctor Strange cameo.
Okay.
But you know what? I'll tell you this. I feel like we already got a confirmation. Feige said last year, Spider-Man is the only superhero that has the power to cross between universes.
Okay. So
it's got to be confirmed.
Yeah. Also, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Nice trailer. We got a cool trailer for Falcon and Winter Soldier. It showed who we originally was told was Songbird. And she's part of a group called the Flag Smashers. They all have a black mask with a fucking red handprint, which some people were thinking was the hand. And then Marvel confirmed it was not the hand.
Hmm.
It's not the ninjas from the hand. But
lies. They told us it wasn't going to be called Endgame.
Yeah, right.
Just say.
No, they confirmed that group is the Flag Smashers, which in the comic, the Flag Smasher is one person, but now it's a group of people. And it looks like they're going to be the main enemy of Captain America. I'm sorry, of Falcon and Winter Soldier. We also got to see some fucking Baron Zemo action in here, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a thing.
Now, one thing I thought that was interesting that they said about this, too, that this is going to, it's a movie, but they're splitting it into 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So now we know how many episodes are going to exist.
Which is funny because WandaVision's 8. I thought they were all going to be standard. So I guess this one's 6 and WandaVision's 8. So I guess it depends on what they want to do.
Yeah.
Also,
but the fact that it was made like a movie and they're splitting it up into 6 episodes is, I don't know, kind of interesting.
Yeah.
How they did that. So I would assume the production value should be pretty high for this in some way, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Yeah, exactly. And I think it looks pretty cool. There's a cool ass moment when they're showing a flight scene where he was dodging some jets. And he fucking just took his wings off completely for a minute and fucking fell down and then fucking turned him back on and flew through a canyon. I was like, yo, this shit looks pretty sick. Also, notice he has his original Falcon outfit from the comic now.
Mm.
Or very close to it.
Very
it's not exactly,
so, yeah.
But it's a lot closer to it than what we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that.
Okay. Even it slowly evolves to that, like I've been noticing too.
Well, that's Marvel's whole thing.
Yeah.
None of them start off as who they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
They evolve to their comic book version. Just like Captain America, you know? Like
yeah.
by Endgame, he looked like Captain America with the scales and everything. Like
saying Avengers Assemble and everything. Yeah.
Thor finally has the full lightning power. Like, it took a while, you know, but he got there.
Yeah.
Iron Man got his extremist shit eventually, you know? Like, they're always building to them being their final version.
Yeah.
That's why I hear a lot of people complaining about Spider-Man, saying he's not the Spider-Man we know. He's not... I'm like, he's getting there. Like, he's almost there. He's almost graduated.
Yeah.
Once he graduates high school, he'll be the Spider-Man we know. Balancing college, girlfriend, job, and Spider-Man. That's the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Other things, wait, real quick, pause this. We didn't finish talking about Doctor Strange. They have also announced that Baron Mordo will be one of the villains in there.
Oh, yes.
Baron Mordo's returning.
Mm-hmm.
They also announced that, like AJ said, he will show up in Spider-Man. So that basically confirms the multiverse thing, because he's dealing with multiverse in his movie, and then Spider-Man comes out later. Or vice versa. Sorry, Spider-Man happens first.
Spider-Man's first, yeah.
So Spider-Man will probably
It'll connect, he said, so. So something's happening in Spider-Man 3.
Something's happening, bro. And the rumors are still not 100% confirmed, but they got a shot of Tobey Maguire on set, so it's pretty much... I don't know, man.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Can't tell. Keep wrong button.
I heard a rumor.
Unless he's just there for moral support. I don't know why.
Let me give you some Spider-Man details here. This is how you want to be. It's how you want to act.
And I don't have the actress, but they confirmed America Chavez will be appearing in Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that is.
America Chavez is a superhero, a young superhero. Her superhero name is Miss America. And, you know, on paper, she seems like a baseline superhero. Super strength, super durability.
Mm-hmm.
She can fly a little bit, you know, that's her thing.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Her super secret superpower, or her main superpower, she can kick a star-shaped hole through reality.
Why?
So she can transfer through multiple universes by kicking that star-shaped hole through reality. And she does that in the comics. Mm-hmm. So whether she's a big character or not, I can see Doctor Strange dealing with all this multiversal shit, and a fucking star-shaped hole cuts through the world, and she sticks her head out like, oh shit, wrong place, and fucking puts it back.
Yeah.
I could see even that as a mini cameo, or maybe she'll bust through, and he'll be like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, and she's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, exactly. She has a lot of attitude, so I can see that happening too. But yeah, so...
Okay.
And also, she's not an original member, but currently she's a member of the Young Avengers. So I'm like, there you go. Got more characters coming.
That's crazy.
I just thought that was pretty interesting. America Chavez is real.
All right. So some things I kind of like, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. You kind of gave me some details to think about too. That's crazy.
Yep.
All right. And then we got Black Widow saying they're coming out.
It's coming.
March? No, May. May 7th, 2021, theaters. So they're still sticking to theaters.
Only a year late.
Yeah, right.
I'm only a little pissed. Fuck, man. A year.
Loki, we got a nice trailer for that.
Oh, it looks good.
Calling it a crime thriller, coming out in May 2021.
Yo, can we talk about that real quick? Everyone says that blonde chick that's the villain in it, that you kind of see her briefly throughout the trailer, just real briefly. Everyone says she's probably playing female Loki. I have a theory.
Okay.
She's not female Loki. I think she's Enchantress. Hmm. And Enchantress is a main villain from Thor.
Oh, I thought you meant from, Harley Quinn and all that.
No.
Birds of Prey.
No, Enchantress is a villain from Thor. No, fuck that. Enchantress is a villain from Thor comics. And she's a super sexy blonde god that wears all green and a fucking crazy-ass helmet.
Okay.
And her whole thing is she fucks with Thor and Loki. She fucks with them. She wants Thor to marry her. He doesn't want to marry her, so she fucks with him. She hates him. And she's like a goddess of love. And she uses all kinds of things, like mischief and things, to fuck with them. And I'm like, I could definitely see that villain being Enchantress. Because Loki gets mad. He can't out-magic Enchantress sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Like, he doesn't like that shit. And there'd be a great foil for him, you know? Also, the Time Agency is in this. And Kang the Conqueror was confirmed after this to be confirmed in the show. So Kang the Conqueror will be in
this
show.
That's crazy. Okay.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Loki's time hopping and the TVA.
The TVA, yeah.
They fucking hate Kang. They can't do anything about him, but they fucking hate him. They're always like, he's always making our job worse. He's always fucking up the universe because he's traveling through time doing whatever he wants. Like,
so that'd be cool to hear about him and like just talk about him and stuff like that would be cool. And then just see him in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. Set him up and then, reveal him there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's like, oh, that's that bitch you're talking about in that one show.
Also, quick Easter egg at the very end, they have a scene from the comic, the famous comic book, Vote Loki. Where that's a scene from the famous comic Vote Loki.
Now I know you guys are talking about like this might be Natasha, or is this what who you're saying is?
Oh yeah, that people were theorizing that this scene, if anyone's on our live podcast, people were theorizing this scene is Natasha and Boromir. Marvel confirmed this is not Natasha. This is the new villain.
But again, they said it's not called Endgame. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but this is too specific. If they just said it wasn't and left it at that, I'd be cool. But they said this is the new actress who I'm saying is playing who people think is female Thor.
Okay.
I can't remember her name. I'm tripping right now. I'm going to have to look it up. But they said this is not Boromir and that is not Black Widow.
Okay.
This is the new actress and her new villain.
Fine.
And they did not name the new villain, but they said she's playing her new villain.
But yeah, Loki coming out May 2021. We also saw a trailer for What If.
Yeah, which looks great.
It looks cool. The Watcher sounded like he was narrating. Is that what I assume, right?
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright's going to be narrating as cool. The Watcher.
Also, at the very end of that, I saw Doctor Strange versus Doctor Strange, which is kind of weird. Is that what I saw at the end?
Yeah, bro. I have a theory as to what that's going to be.
Yeah, so what if this is connected to everything else?
do you want me to tell you my theory on that, or should I be quiet?
It's up to you.
Dude, I think that, you know, if they showed a scene of him in his suit that he was in when he got in his car accident, and his hands are fine, but he has bruises on his face.
Mm.
I think it's a parallel universe where his girl went with him, and she got fucked up.
Mm.
And he doesn't want to use the magic for selfish shit like he does in our universe. He wants to use the magic to fix her.
Oh.
And his hands are perfect.
Wow.
So he might be way more fucking powerful than the version we have now.
That's crazy.
And his trial to get her back or to save her might be to fight a super powerful dark Doctor Strange. Like, if you want her back, you have to finish this trial. And he might have to fight an evil version of himself. It's just as powerful as him.
Is Rachel McAdams confirmed for What If? I have
no
clue. No,
she's not confirmed for What If.
But not unconfirmed. Miss Marvel.
Yeah, there was just a
which
little,
we talked about too.
Yeah, this is a quick little thing they showed about. They just confirmed that Brie Larson will be in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a cameo or if she's.
Oh, in Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
They confirmed Brie Larson will be in it. They didn't say if it was a cameo or if it was going to be a main thing. And I think they confirmed that this girl is going to be in Captain Marvel 2.
They did, yeah. So Captain Marvel 2, Miss Marvel will be in that as well. And what else was it that they said? That's about it, actually. Not the, oh, that the movie itself is in the works for Miss Marvel 2, or Captain Marvel 2.
All right.
That's going to be confusing.
Real quick news. Real quick news. Oh, also in Captain Marvel 2, also our lady who's going to be in WandaVision playing Maria Rambeau will be returning as Photon, or as Monica Rambeau.
Yeah,
she will be coming back. Her name is Tayana Paris. Mm-hmm. She'll be coming back from WandaVision into Captain Marvel 2, which means she's probably going to be Photon, the black Captain Marvel, the female black Captain Marvel.
It's
almost inescapable.
Yeah.
Other things real quick I'll mention: Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will be underway. They didn't say much about it, but they said it will be underway, and they did say it will include two specials. A holiday special.
Yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special, which would come out before the holiday before Guardians 3 drops.
Yep, and they said references to Star Wars the holiday special, so it might be a comedy thing, making fun of Star Wars holiday special, which is that Wookiee thing that has Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford and all of them in it, but it's real bad. You don't want to watch it. It's on Disney Plus if you want to watch it, but you don't want to watch it. And they said there's references to the Star Wars holiday special. They also announced there will be a TV show in the past taking place talking about Baby Groot.
Yeah, so I Am Groot is going to be the other show.
It's going to be a Disney Plus show.
Following Baby Groot.
Yep.
Also,
animated.
Steven,
CGI animated.
Steven mentioned there's three stars in this logo, like the chess logo, okay, for Captain Marvel, too. Like, there's three stars in a logo.
Yeah, Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, and Photon. Probably all three of them, right?
Okay,
all
right.
Ladies unite. So, Super Marvel ladies. Marvel ladies, fuck it up.
Also, what else was there that was mentioned? Secret Wars, dude. Secret Wars.
That was what I was waiting for. Dude.
Wait, okay, before we get to that, also Hawkeye, Kate Bishop confirmed there.
Haley Steinfeld is confirmed.
Yeah. And then Internals coming out November 5th, 2021, which is like back to the original date in a way, right?
Yeah, it's almost back to where it was. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's funny, for Hawkeye, they confirmed the people I talked about last week as the villains. Mm. The people from Fargo, the guy from Fargo and the guy from Better Call Saul.
All right.
But Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion featuring Nick Fury and Talos.
Yes, they're the main characters. The Trade Skrull, the traitor Skrull that ends up helping Earth, as well as Nick Fury are going to be leading the show. Now, can I give you I mean, you know what this is about in the comics, right?
This is going to be also a Disney Plus show, but this is when they, like, we start finding out there's a bunch of freaking Skrulls posing
as people, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic Four, Avengers, all the government. They've been random people throughout everywhere, right?
Okay.
I think it's not going to be the Skrull. I think the Skrull are going to be tracking it down, and it's going to be the Kree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Because in Captain... which movie? One of the movies, they mentioned Kree sleeper cells, which is not a thing in the comics. So what the fuck is a Kree sleeper cell?
Wasn't that mentioned in, like, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, it was in a movie. Oh. Maybe it wasn't mentioned in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but someone mentioned it in a movie,
too. Actual movie as well?
Yeah, Nick Fury was talking
Sounds
to someone
familiar,
about it.
Yeah.
But they said Kree sleeper cells, and I'm like, that's not a thing in the comic. That sounds like...
And Far From Home.
Oh, yeah, in Far From Home. That sounds like they're going to be taking the role of the Skrulls. Sleepers. Like, hiding. Like, you know, like a sleeper agent?
Yeah,
spies? They don't know they're fucking Kree.
Right.
And they're chilled here, waiting for the right moment to turn shit over on us. Mm-hmm. I could see that happening, and this is probably going to launch us into the next big event, which I think is the Kree-Skrull War.
You know what,
I don't think it's going to be... I think everyone's thinking it's going to be Galactus next. No. I think it's the Kree-Skrull War. The Kree and the Skrull are going to have a war over planet Earth. And it's going to be Captain Marvel's fault to fix it and the Avengers' job to defend Earth.
You know, also in connection to that, to build to your theory too, on when was it? Yeah, it was in Captain Marvel. When Captain Marvel ends up, like, you know, saving the Kree from the invading that first time, and she comes through and fucks everyone up. And what's his name was just looking at her like,
yeah, he's like, we'll be back.
Ronan, was that right? He's like, yeah, it's like, let's just go, right? Like he had a plan to come back and do some shit. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he planted some sleeper cells.
Yeah, and maybe they're going to have a new villain take over Ronan's plan that he abandoned when he got killed by the Guardians.
Maybe, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
Agents of S.W.O.R.D. rumor squashed.
Well, I think that Agents of S.W.O.R.D. rumor was this.
Maybe.
You were saying there was going to be a new Nick Fury show. And
oh, yeah, and also Talos was supposed to be involved in that too, right?
It's obvious.
Maybe
this,
it's this, yeah.
So this could technically still be Agents of S.W.O.R.D., technically.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's going to be them, too. So that sounds freaking epic, too. So that was a big one. I think that's pretty much everything.
Yeah, we got it. Keep an eye out for more Marvel shit. I'm sure we're going to hear a little more details. I already gave you more details that we found out the past 2 days.
Yeah. And then, of course, as we get more details, you know, we'll fucking talk about it and just, you know,
keep
theorizing about random shit. But yeah, that was a pretty epic thing going on. I remember just watching that video, I was like flipping out and everything. I was like, what? Oh shit, this is confirmed now?
Right?
That's real?
I was shocked about some things that were real. I was like, oh wow, that's really happening. Okay.
And the fact that they announced some of these things so early too, like they could have easily held off on some of this stuff for like another year.
Yeah, they didn't have to tell us Hawkeye, they didn't have to tell us Secret Invasion, but they did.
Yeah, but they did. But yeah, anyways.
All right, real quick, Mind Focus Week, because I used the bathroom. Mind Focus Week, I'm going to read this fucking Daredevil comic my friend bought me. He sent it to my house, buy it for me. He's supposed to be one of the original classic Daredevil stories.
Do it.
I'm going to read that shit. Otherwise, I'm going to finish this Young Avengers story probably right after we're done with this podcast. I want to play more Splatoon. I want to get into the A-plus rank. That's my goal. I'm at A average and A minus right now. And Hwang. I want to learn Hwang in Soul Calibur 2. Soul Calibur 6. I want to get. We're gonna get a hold of him. I don't need him to be one of my characters if I don't like him, but I do want to learn him and get his feel down. So.
All right.
Yeah, it's basically my focus week, AJ.
Fucking fix my arcade stick because I was having those wire issues with my joystick, so I had to go back in there and rewire that. And then maybe just fuck with some 3D printer stuff again. I don't know what I plan on next. I have no clue what I plan on. Get to those comics, as I always
say. You're getting that Usagi. Yeah. The Expanse came out today. I'm going to watch The Expanse. I've been waiting fucking a year for that shit.
Mandalorian. Watch that next episode when it comes through.
On Friday, yep.
On Friday.
Hey, dark ending or happy ending? What do you think? I think it's going to be a dark ending.
I think it'll be somewhat of a dark ending.
The last one was a happy ending. That's why I feel like it's going to be bad this time. Yeah.
And then I guess we'll talk about that next week.
Sure.
But I don't have any other ideas of what I plan to do.
Unfocus.
But unfocus, yeah. And we're outs. And we're actually outs for sure after this, too.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocuspodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocus28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocuspodcast. subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!